So did you ever roll condoms on either end and go ass to ass with your best friend girl?
You're a fucking asshole. You know what? Go grow up, you dick.
No, I want to turn your brown out blue.
No, but you said what?
No, you. I heard you on the other line, Eddie. I heard you on the other line. And I will be. I can guarantee you that.
Oh my God!
I can guarantee you, Eddie. You will be. Somebody is going to be talking to you.
I'm not playing no fucking games, dude.
I fuck you, son of a bitch.
Stop making us stupid cutting. You're out of your crazy mind.
You ain't getting no goddamn dollars.
I'll fuck you all night long.
Just my pussy.
Why don't you piss off?
You're listening to the Madhouse Radio Prankcast.
Gentlemen, here is the main event of the evening. And now, for those in attendance and fans watching around the world, live,
say that. Don't say that. Good evening, everybody. I'm Carlito. I'm the host of Madhouse Radio, and this is a show that we do where we prank call people and talk about it and laugh, and we get big egos, and we're like, oh, etc. With me here tonight is Milkman.
Oh, Emma, me. Okay, man, the general east of the Madhouse, man. So glad to hear your melodious tone. How you been going, my brother?
Oh, horrible. Thanks. Thanks for bringing that up.
Thank you for joining the club, man. You're one of us, man, now. We welcome you.
And Macron is here. Hey. No, Jim Stewart is here. Hey, Jim.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Jim Stewart.
Right? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. You know what I mean?
That is the real not Macron. The real not Macron, Jin Stay!
How you been, Jin?
I've been good, man. How have you been?
Oh, better than good.
Better, yeah? Good.
Very, very good.
Good.
Right now, I'm not good because the keyboard isn't working on the other laptop. I have to fix that. I was going to try to shoot off a prank call real quick, but we'll have to wait. Anyway, so in the meantime, while I get that done, everyone can make sure that they're over at madhouselive.com or prankcallnation.com. Either or, that's where you can get at, get through to where the chat room is. So if you're listening live and want to join the chat room, be just a little bit that much more interactive with us, you can do that. You could do that. I'm also on Tiny Chat with the stupid video going on. Let me make sure I turn that on. Hang on. Yeah, there it is. Now I have video. Yeah, make sure I'm recording everything. I'm recording it all. So that's tinychat.com/prankcallnation. Yeah, tinychat.com/prankcallnation. Milkman.
Yes, sir.
We want to make sure that everyone knows that Milkman's birthday is on Halloween, of course. So go ahead and look him up that way. Now you have more information on how to get his information. Is that what you wanted me to talk? No, I'm kidding. We're going to have a Milkman birthday show on Saturday, the 31st, Halloween. Jin's going to be there. He's going to make it. He's got it down.
I'm going to be there.
He has it on his calendar machine.
Milkman. Yeah, on my to-do list.
Yes. On your action item list. Milkman, what kind of music do you want? Do you want Calypso music or...
That shit you played at the start was amazing, man. Just by the way, just randomly put that in.
Yeah? What did I play at the beginning? I don't remember.
I don't know, but it was really good. There's some kind of rap music.
Oh, great. Nice and smooth. Yeah. That's an old song. It's an old song.
That was good.
That's a goodie.
Because they remixed it from Fast Car, you know?
Yeah.
Like an 80s track, yeah.
Yeah, and then isn't there some black lady named something Chapman, Tracy Chapman. Didn't she do a song with
Yeah, that's what it's called, Fast Car. Tracy Chapman, Fast Car.
But who came from... See, here's why I got confused with history. Because when I heard that song originally, I could swear that that song that I just played, Sometimes I Rhyme Slow but Nice and Smooth, I could swear that that came out before the Tracy Chapman song. To me, I think I remember the Tracy Chapman song getting big after that, but it makes no sense because I really don't think Tracy Chapman, unless it came from another song, like if both of them are sampling a song. I should look into that. It's a little confusing to me.
Either way, Milkman probably...
He did that one, My Car, or something like that. I remember that one.
It's My Car Machine. My Car Machine.
Driving in My Car, yeah. But she actually did a pretty good blues one after that.
Yeah.
So. Actually pretty good blues, right? I was surprised. She developed.
Sorry. Oh, my.
I'm sorry. But the number you've reached...
Yeah.
Zero. Operator. And ask for the Armanito.
Anyway. That was supposed to be the faux country, but they didn't pick up, unfortunately. Let's call the Mexican restaurant next door to them. That sucks. I really want to talk to Faux Country. We got some numbers here from Parkman, Milkman's newest favorite
source. Parkman. Hey, hermanito, I got to make a call for a second here. So, like, call me back in about...
Nope.
Call me in 5 minutes, dude, because I'm gonna lose this call, man.
Okay. All right,
sorry.
Bye. Hello, is this Los Gallos Tequeria?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Can you speak louder?
Yes.
Oh, good. So, hey, do you know Faux Country?
Do we know what?
Faux Country, next door.
I haven't tasted.
Are they open?
I'm not sure. Let me ask.
Okay.
They say that they're open.
But why is their phone not working? Huh?
I don't know.
Let me speak to the manager then.
I don't know. This is a Mexican restaurant.
Yeah, I don't know. You're in the same building, so let me speak to your manager.
He's not here right now.
Oh, who's in charge?
There's nobody right now.
There's nobody in charge? It's just a bunch of Mexican people just doing shit. I don't know what to. There's nobody there. I think she meant as in like no one's working. Just answer the phone.
Yeah, they're all busy.
Yeah. Oh man. All right, this is McDonald's. It's also in the same building. I'm gonna complain to them that the phone number for Faux Country number 2 does not work. I didn't notice there was a 2 at the end of that until just now when I looked at it again. That's how bad my eyes are.
That sounds pretty bad.
I know I don't have any friends. Remind me to call Milkman back like 3.62 minutes.
6-2, right?
Yep.
Good evening, McDonald's.
Hey, woman, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing really bad. I'm not doing good at all. I've been sick. I got the flu shot, and I don't know if maybe that just threw my system in an overload.
Could have.
I had a really big bowel movement this morning, but I've been fine since then, and I could have sworn I broke a fever last night. But it could have just been my blood pressure was high, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, how are you doing?
I'm good.
How's your health?
Good.
Okay, good. Do you know the Faux Country that's on your same building there? You know, the Vietnamese?
The what?
The Faux Country is the Vietnamese restaurant that's on your same building.
Yeah.
It's like 2 or 3 doors down. Yeah. Why aren't they picking up the phone?
I wouldn't have no idea.
All right, so go ahead and take a message for me then.
I don't go down there.
Well, you're in the same building. You can just transfer the call.
I can't transfer nothing. Have a good day.
Well, don't you have a messaging system? You can send them a, open a ticket and send it to them? Open a ticket. Hang on, I'll call back. Tell everyone to open a ticket. I need you to open a trouble ticket.
the word up again and again, but the dictionary doesn't know the meaning of friend. And if you ask me, you know I couldn't be much help because a friend jumped by.
McDonald's.
Yeah, I need you to open a trouble ticket, please.
Pardon?
I need you to open a trouble ticket.
This is McDonald's.
Yeah, I need you to enter a trouble ticket in the McDonald's system for me, please.
We don't have such a thing.
Who's your facilities contact?
You know, you're going to have to call back during the day and talk to the main manager.
I represent the union, and we're going to unionize this McDonald's unless you get someone to talk to me right now.
Check it out. Like I said, you can call back during the day
If you give me someone now, because we're going to start a union tonight. We're voting tonight. We're all here right now.
Call the main office.
We're all right here right now. We're voting tonight to unionize.
Have a good evening.
All right. It's on you. Yeah, fuck yeah, unionizing. Which reminds me, that was my idea for the night. I wanted to call Walmart. You think it's time to call Milkman yet?
Probably, yeah, 6-2. I don't know.
Has it been 0.62 yet?
I think so, the 0.62? Yeah, maybe.
Alright, let's try. So I want to call Walmart and say that I'm trying to, that we're going to unionize tonight. Because they're supposed to report these things immediately to a crash team that, like, will fly out from their headquarters in Arkansas.
Okay.
And set up shop to bust the union. So what do you got over there, a Tesco?
Yeah, well, I tend to get to Waitrose or,
Whatever, all right, you're a hipster, I get it, but I'm asking, what do those stupid people go to? Tesco?
Asda? Asda is actually Walmart, so...
Okay, well, there you go, then why don't you just... All right, so, Asda then. Well, you motherfuckers have unions there, though, like a lot of unions, right?
Yeah, well, they do on the tubes, yeah, especially, you know, because you know about the strikes on the London Underground, so...
Fuck them, right? Yeah,
Fucking stupid, really stupid.
Yeah, they
earn more than most soldiers, most police officers, fire people. They get less money. So all these people that I just mentioned get less money than the tube drivers. And the tube drivers strike because they want more money. It's just sick. It's a sickness. You know, I don't understand.
Mike, here's from Walmart. How can I help you?
Yeah, hi. We need to talk to someone because we're going to unionize tonight. We're holding a vote in, like, right now.
Excuse me?
We're going to hold a vote right now, and I represent the workers at this location, at the Walmart.
Hold on.
Okay.
Fucking hell, you choose some really good music.
Thanks, man. I put a lot of thought into it all week. I keep post-it notes in my car and in my wallet. I do, and I always have a pen, and I hear a song or one comes in my head, and I write it down immediately.
That's pretty awesome.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording...
No milkman. I know my man, mom.
My kid's Walmart, how can I help you?
Yeah, hi, I'm waiting because we're going to hold a union vote. What the fuck? She's not buying it. Alright, fine. I'll
She's not happy
one.
About that.
Oh, shit. Alright, here's a different Walmart.
They should pick up though, right?
Yeah, I mean, at this time, they'd be counting down drawers and shit like that.
Thank you for calling Walmart.
Amherst Walmart.
Hi, I represent the...
Hello?
Hello? Oh, I'm still on mute. Hello, 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 hello. Hello?
Yes.
Hi, I'm sorry. It's because there's several of us here. I represent the workers at this Walmart. We all met together. We're watching football, and we decided we were going to hold a vote to unionize or not. And some of the members here have some reservations, and they say that we should at least consult with whoever is the manager there before we hold this vote in just a few minutes. So...
Let me get you a manager. Please hold.
Hurry up, because we're going to vote. God damn it.
Hold, please.
I forgot about that mute. All right, now we wait for them to track down a manager. They're probably going through their the willies and sound proud with every girl. Their union procedure manual right now. We got a unionization call. Imagine that. We're fueling up the Jets right now. Where are they? They're Bentonville? Bentonville, I think it is. Alright, I'm gonna just keep connecting them here, you know, cause I just remember there's a great show and I listened to it this week. A show that I did with Ted Webb.
Oh yeah?
And it was just me and him, and all we did was do conferences the whole night. Like we kept calling Walmart, like a bunch of Walmarts, and holding like fake corporate conference calls at 2 a.m. and shit like that. About hiring illegal immigrants. Yeah, shit like that.
Thank you for calling Walmart.
General shit like that. Wait, I had to let it marinate. We carried weight, trying to get laced.
Did you ever connect them to each other?
Yeah. We had like 4 or 5 Walmart electronics departments at once. And then we did it with McDonald's too. And this one girl was like, oh my God, is this really a joke? I have so much stuff I'm supposed to be doing right now. I hate you guys. She was laughing, but like seriously like stressed now.
Oh shit.
We had wasted her night. Because I think she was the first one we called and she held it the whole time.
Oh,
and it's
shit.
And it's Ted saying that there was a sale on, they're going to have a veggie-only Big Mac, and he wanted something like that, and he wanted them to throw lettuce all over the place, like decorations. Oh, and this one Mexican was like, aha, okay, yeah, we do that, okay. And he had him lower the price of something. I think it was the McNuggets or something. He'd lower it. Like, okay, yeah, we lower it, okay. Oh, man. This is called the conference special. I found the episode.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Who are you calling? You're calling Movement?
I'm trying to call Walmart's.
See if I can. 5 o'clock tomorrow.
Okay, but the glory hole at 5:30, right?
Hang on. That's Turnberg alert. Let's see if I can find
it. Who is this?
McDonald's one's real funny.
Milkman.
Electronics.
Okay, I got a...
Hello? Yes, electronics.
Yes, electronics.
Okay, yes, I represent the Walmart workers, and we're all meeting right here right now, and we're about to hold a vote on unionizing. And some of the members here felt it was, you know, the right thing to do was to call and speak to whoever the manager is right now and let you guys get a heads up before we hold this unionization vote. And you should guess you probably got to... Gonna start your lawyer procedures or whatever, you know. But we're unionizing. We have a majority, and we're unionizing tonight. He's just scared.
Oh my God!
He's like, I don't want to be involved.
We just got out of a meeting, and we had a little run-in with an animal rights organization called PETA. You know about them?
This is the McDonald's one.
Oh, maybe you need to speak with that store manager.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Let me see what's tomorrow.
Let me get to that.
No, I wanted to.
Okay, hold on, please. Okay, only one.
Burger turdler or whatever.
If they have any burgers, like
I know that you understand me. That you're gonna make salads. No, say I am going to make salads.
Am I going to make the salad?
All right, cool. All right, good night now.
Okay.
I'm going to make those salads.
So there you go. I guess that was part of it. I guess salads. Boy, that sure worked out great. What's a good union town here that I can take seriously there? Alright, here we go.
Fucking union. So you can see the white of their eyes,
bright with surprise once they finish spitting lies. I want to get a good response. Bitches, niggas, homies, close, but really don't have
to see it as how they got your back. Thank you for calling Walmart. How can I help you?
Yes, hi. I represent the workers of this store. And we have a majority here right now at this location, and we're going to unionize. We're about to hold a vote. We wanted to give a proper heads up per union procedures to the management before we hold the vote. In order for it to be valid, we have to do that. Hello? Hello? I don't know if we're on hold or not. You smile in your face, y'all know the glance. I'll keep it going there and I'll call another one, I guess. Never let your so-called mans know your plan.
A show of hands is a turn. So I mean, what are they supposed to do in this situation?
I don't know. I would think they have to, like, take it seriously and involve a manager.
Walmart associate speaking.
Hello? Oh, see, I can't do the mute thing. If I'm going to do the mute, I have to keep my mouse in the window. Because it takes me too long to
Walmart.
Triangulate over there to mute. I don't think it has a hotkey either.
East Washington Walmart, can my director call?
Yeah, hi. We're going to hold a unionization vote here in about 5 minutes. And per the...
All right.
Hello?
Good evening. Hello? This is Walmart Electronics. Can I help you?
Yeah, hi. We're about to hold a unionization vote here in about 5 minutes, and we have a majority. Hello? Do you understand?
About that. Who do you need to speak to? Do you need to speak... Is there someone in particular you need to speak to about that? This is the electronics department.
Well, what do you? We are trying to get control through the electronics department first. We figure if we come through there and set up shop starting in the electronics department, then we can set a head in from there, and we can also bring logistics through there and start our campaign towards the front end.
Sure.
So... we like to see what kind of resources we can mine in that area also, you know? Do you have any, is there any, Vespian gas?
Not that I'm aware of.
What about minerals?
Like, did you know, need to know the price or something or whatever?
Yeah, well, we're starting a union.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't know anything about that, sir.
Shit. All right, damn. Can you transfer me through? Do you think there's anyone in the deli right now?
I can try it. One moment.
All right, engage. Thank you. All right, well, we'll wait there, and let's call someone else. It keeps going to electronics by default. What's up with that, right? I wonder what strategy that is that they have where they do that. Okay, here's another Walmart. I'm going to quickly get bored of this unless we get something good.
Okay.
That was okay, that last one.
Thank you for calling Walmart.
Walmart, this is electronics. How can I help you?
Yeah, hi, electronics. I represent the workers of this Walmart location, and we're going to hold a unionization vote here in about 5 minutes.
The organization?
I'm sorry?
Okay.
Yes, hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, hi. Can you fix the phone, please, so I can hear you better?
No. I can hear you.
Okay, how can I help you?
How are you going to help me?
Well, we're holding a unionization vote. Are you interested?
No, sir, I'm not.
Why not?
No.
Well, we have a majority. Hello? Other person? There he goes, too. There he goes.
Sorry.
That's fine. Fuck this.
Thank you for calling Walmart Stores Customer Service. If you are calling for the phone number to payroll, press 1. For an open door issue or other business concerns, press 2. For an ethics issue, press 3.
Ethics
to repeat
issue.
These options, press the star key. To return to the previous message, but I am unable to complete your call at this time.
Yeah. Bitch head. We'll try a different option.
If you're calling regarding an open door issue or other business concern or idea, contact your market manager or regional personnel manager. To repeat this information, press the star key. To return to the previous menu, press pound.
That's it.
And there's also a global ethics hotline.
Sorry, I did not understand your response.
I love that idea.
Which is the one they gave. That's the kind of numbers Parkman likes to give. He gives me is a lot of these ethics hotlines.
Okay.
A lot of times it's just one company that seems to be doing most of these. I'm pretty sure Walmart has their own team, though. So maybe we can get the...
Thank you for calling the Walmart Global Ethics Helpline. For service in English...
Hang on. Just saying, let me change my caller ID to a Walmart location that I'll claim to be from. That's the ticket. Oh, yes, and I'm getting a reminder here to call Milkman. See if he picks up this time. Nope, he's on the phone now. I think. Let's see if he clicks over. I think he's talking to his mom.
Oh, yeah?
Well, he does it every Sunday at night. It's probably exactly what he's doing.
At this hour?
Yeah. Well, he said 5 minutes, so I've been calling. I just want him to know.
Yeah, you can say 5 minutes.
I'm calling.
At the tone, please.
Yeah. He's talking to his mom. He's talking to mama.
I move into, you guys will get crack.
Okay, the caller ID has been set, and now we're going to call the number.
The most powerful. The
Again,
most
this is the ethics hotline for Walmart, where I'm going to try to get a response for our unionization thing. So far, the responses have been lackluster, to say the least.
Thank you for calling the Walmart Global Ethics Helpline. Again, if you need to contact your regional office, please obtain your region number from your store, then hang up and dial 479-277-7000. Please remember, Global Compliance does not know your region number.
Okay, so we have to get what? A region number. I'm sure that's not available online. Now I'm going to have to try to finagle a region number out. Now the question is, and do we want to stay committed to this? We're deep in now, man. We're deep in now.
Why not?
And maybe we want to try to get some type of return on this investment in time that we've already made. Or do we just move on? We can call, but we can choose one and say, hey, what's the region number again? You know, and they're probably going to be like, that's all I guess is going to happen. I could see if there's a source online. Anyone out there know a list for region numbers?
Travelers who foolishly wander alone.
Yeah, if you do, let me know. Give me a region. Yeah. Fuck it, we'll call Walmart. But now we got a number for Bentonville, apparently. I believe that is a Bentonville area code, so I think we're on to something.
Mary, I need your hugging.
Alright, here's a Walmart. It's gonna be a shout out to Dwight.
Thank you for calling Walmart.
McClanahan. Son of McClanahan.
Thanks for calling Cars Drive Walmart.
Yeah, hi. I'm new there. I'm gonna start working tomorrow. I'm so happy. But I had a question. The paperwork here that I have to finish up, it says I need the region number. What is the region number?
The store number?
The region number. The region number?
I don't know the regional number. I know the store number. That's all I have.
What is store number then?
612.
Okay. But you don't... is there someone else who know the region number? Because that's pretty... It's pretty important to know, you know? It's pretty...
Okay. Yeah. Hold on. Let me try to find someone for you.
All right. Go look it up in a book, honey. Damn. And this is the end of my great Walmart experiment. All right. I'm going to go with the fucking number then. With the store number. It's the best I could do. Maybe they can go with that.
Please enter your 2-digit region number now.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I was unable to understand your response.
Oh, come on.
Please
now I
got to
find a region number?
Please enter your 2-digit region number now. I'm sorry. I'm still unable to understand your response. Please try one more time. Please enter your 2-digit region number now.
Hey, man. Sorry, fucking internet.
You're fine.
I'm sorry. I was unable to understand your response. Please try again. Please enter your 2-digit
region number. A 2-digit region number. Let's see if it starts at 0.
The number you dialed is no longer in service. Oh. Please dial 4000 for assistance. WMN1.
Thank you for getting it also there.
You want me to put it in the chat, or you got it?
I think I got it. I got it. Mary. Please don't send me.
Reached the Walmart Sam's Club home office auto attendant. If you know the extension of the party you are calling, please enter it now, or dial 0 to reach the operator.
This call may be monitored or recorded to assure quality service or for other business purposes. Thank you for calling Walmart Stores Corporate Offices. If you are calling for Walmart.com or .com online order, please press 1. If you are calling to reach Walmart Stores Customer Service, please press...
You have reached the Walmart Sam's Club home office auto attendant.
It's impossible.
If you know the extension of the party you are calling,
there's
please enter
be
it now or dial 0 to reach the operator.
Is it dial 1 to reach you? 1. Okay, all right, whatever. It's done. I tried to get a hold of someone there. It just doesn't work. That was a waste of, I don't know, an hour of our time. Yay. Where are we at? Let me get back to my music. Thank you. Fugees.
Pick
next.
Up your microphones. Pick up your microphones. Yo.
How many mics do we rip on the deli?
All right.
Heavy.
We got Myrtle Beach numbers. Yes, Myrtle Beach numbers here from Parkman. Milkman's favorite phone machine guy. Let's see if Milkman's ready.
Tight to write like Frederick Douglass with a slave hand. Street pressure, word to Papa, I ain't going under.
Hello?
Yeah, hi, you have a clarinet and case for sale.
Yes, I do.
Oh, good. Does it, how's the cork, how are the corks doing? Are they clean?
The cork needs to be replaced.
Do they have a lot of, like, green, anything green on them?
I don't think so. Anything green. I'm not home right now, so I can't check, but when I took the pictures, I didn't see anything to green.
Where are you?
Well, right now, I'm at work.
Oh, you're at work. Is the the clarinet's at your house?
Yeah.
Oh, good. So then you're not watching the clarinet, huh? You can't be there
no.
to watch it. Okay, I understand. Was this your clarinet?
Yeah, it was mine.
Oh, yeah? For school? Play professional at all, or?
No.
No? Oh, okay.
No, definitely not professional.
You just did it for like a social club to be in something?
I did it for 2 years when I was little, and then I just didn't like it anymore.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
I'm just trying to raise money for my dog. She needs surgery.
Oh wow, cool. So did you ever roll condoms on either end and go ass to ass with your best friend girl?
You're a fucking asshole. You know what? Go grow up, you dick.
Oh, you were just waiting for that, weren't you?
She was in there, man. Oh, my God. She was on it. Should we try and call her again? And then I'll try it.
Hey, I'm away from my phone right now, so leave me a message and I'll call you back later. Thanks, and have a great day.
Leave it a message.
Time permitted for recording your message.
Hey, Milkman's message.
If you're satisfied with the message, press 1. To listen to your message, press 2. Message review.
Hey, you asshole, it's me and Jen. You keep trying to call me. Keep trying to call you, you're never there. Why? Why do you hate us? Why?
All right, so we left in that message. Not going to make us... it'd be nice if we could rehear that last call, but we'd have to listen to that first other one that didn't pick up. And that's not fun. Calling her again.
If you call me one more time, I'm pressing charges.
Oh, hang on a second.
Enough.
Excuse me. Hi.
No.
Just 1 second.
You call me one more time, I'm going straight to the police, and I'm pressing charges.
Look, I just want to apologize for my friend. He's a little bit, you know, so he can be a bit extreme. Actually, I was I wanted to say sorry, but can I just...
She's gone. She said one
more time.
She said one more time.
I was going to get her calm and then roll her in it again.
She said one more time.
Hey, it's Melanie. I'm away from my phone right now, so...
Okay. Where are my sunglasses? And she said to call her only between 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. So we're way up. Not way. We're like an hour after the cutoff. That's because she works. She must work night shift. Maybe she's a stripper, right? You think she's a stripper?
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah. No, probably not. All right. How many mics do you rip on this day? Here's someone that says that they used to skate when they were younger and thought they'd start up as a way to lose weight. They nearly killed themselves in their own home. Apparently, they can't skate anymore. They're brand new and are a lady size 10. Selling them for $40, United States. Pickup is near... What?
What is he selling? What?
A pair of skates. Roller skates. It's a she. It's a she. It's a woman. Get the forces together, man. We gotta get our family together. And, yeah, skates. Ready or not, they're gonna move. So let's try it. So I tell
you
what,
better safe than sorry. You taking it?
No, you want to skate? Skates.
Yeah, why not? Yeah, man.
What do they call it?
Have you got the ad? So can you post it into the thing?
Hey, it's Melanie. I'm away from my phone right now, so leave me a message and I'll call you back later. You
can't hide. Oh, wow. Oh, she actually says where she works in the ad. Okay, that's funny. No, I'm not going to call her at home, at work. And...
Well, that would be quite funny, you got to admit.
Yeah, it would. Right. Yeah. Now that I escape, sleep, walk, or wake. Those who come with me, the world one. Ain't kick. Jail bars ain't golden gates. Those Tupperware for $5. Microwave omelet maker and 4 misc bowls. Get some of those misc bowls, right? Yeah. One large misc, M-I-S-C.
Miscellaneous.
Oh, is that what that means?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Tupperware salad bowl with lid. Small Tupperware bowl. One large bowl with lid. One small bowl. All
can you do a wheat bowl?
Yeah, you could. Yeah, one large bowl with L-I-D. I don't know what L-I-D is. It's like some kind of attachment.
Is this a skate?
No. This is microwave omelet maker with Tupperware bowls.
Oh, you didn't. Yo. Where I must confess, my destiny's manifest. There's some vortex and sweats. I make tracks like I'm homeless. Rap orgies with orgy and best. Capture your bounty like elegant.
Yeah, hi. You have the Tupperware for sale, microwave omelet maker?
Yes, sir. My wife has some things on Craigslist, and she's out this evening.
What's she
doing?
You
need to call in the morning.
She's out this evening?
Yes, sir. She's playing bingo.
Oh, she's probably out getting fucked, huh?
I don't know. Do what you say?
She's probably out getting fucked by a real man, you know? Like getting some dick.
Oh my god. I was just imagining the look on his face.
What? He's probably like, oh, damn it. Maybe
I call him back. We can tell him I'm shagging his wife. Is it him?
Yeah, but here, hold up. Because he put another number in the ad, and I'm going to make my ID that. Because I bet you it's her number.
Okay.
Alright, so then.
Oh, nice. Yeah, then I can actually say I'm screwing his wife.
Yeah.
Do you actually know his wife's name?
No.
Thank you.
There you go. Were you talking to your mom?
Thanks for bringing me back. I'm very sorry, man. I ran into some issues, man. I'll tell you later off air, bro. Thanks for bringing me back.
Oh, man. I hope you didn't get in trouble with the Pope.
No. Everything's positive, dude. It's all positive, man. Positive vibration.
So, all right, cool. Hey, we're calling Jen. You're going to be fucking the wife. Go.
Yeah, I'm the man. Hello? I think he killed it.
All right, we'll try him again then, bitch.
Are you actually calling from his wife's number though, right?
Yeah.
That's so weird.
Unless I didn't save it. No, I did.
The phone's in my pocket. It's not ringing.
Hello?
Hello? What the hell?
He's there, but he's not talking. Yeah.
No, I'm sure he killed it. It sounded like he killed it.
Yeah, well, I don't know. There's, let me try calling that second number then. I'll be calling it with my caller ID set to it, so this might be a little confusing. White Widow Wax. Whoa.
An OG Kush butter, dude. That's what the time was.
All circuits are busy now. Please.
But my girlfriend wanted me to give her a shout-out, so this is a shout-out to Mrs. Jenny Stewart. We're going to call her that from now on. Mrs. Stewart.
Mrs. Stewart, we love you. We love you, boy.
We're like Yoko Stewart, if you ask me.
Well, if Jenny Stewart starts acting that bad, we're going to have to spank both of them.
All right, the caller ID has been adjusted in reverse wise machine. And here we go. Jen, you can still be sipping with the husband if you want.
Yeah, why not? So, babe, I'm sleeping with the lady, yes?
Yeah.
And we're calling the husband?
Yeah. No, we're calling the lady now.
All right.
Because the husband won't.
That's even better.
Hello?
This is Barbara Hugsy. Please leave me a message and I'll return
Barbara.
You to
Barbara.
So that was the wife's number.
That's right enough.
So, yeah. Try it one last time. Then we move on to the next. We'll be done with this Tupperware party, so to say.
This is Barbara.
All right, this is the grinder.
The grinder.
Thank you for calling Grand Strand Credit, where there is no need to worry. Get your cash in a hurry. We are open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. On Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m.
I'm not going to be all about leaving those messages. Next, you can try, see what there is. We got Pakistani and Persian high flyer pigeons. Whoa.
What the fuck?
Yeah, right?
The Pakistani pigeons.
Here's
what the fuck? What do you say to Mother Jude? Come this way, Mother
Jude.
Fly, bastard. Fly.
If you want to hear some good Indian shit, Tuesday, Matt did his party time show, and I was on for a part of it, and the Indian calls were fucking hilarious, man.
Really?
Like a lot of them going hep like that and clapping real loud. It was a lot of the Bengali curses, like the soup marifa and all that. Yeah. Oh man, some of them are and it's up now. You can get it at the website. And Matt does have his own podcast. His show is it's on iTunes. You can subscribe to Matt's. You could look.
Yeah, I don't use fucking Apple products, but no, go on.
Well, go to the website and look. It should be on the page still. Yeah. Look at
Madhouse,
Yeah. Go to prankcallnation.com.
Poop time is hilarious.
Prankcallnation.com, yeah. Pigeons, here they come. Jen, you should do this because you're all...
Yeah, of course.
People.
Hello. We are not available now. Please leave...
Fucking bunch of...
So who is... Which show is it?
Look for Party Time with Matt and Zax.
Zax.
Yeah, phone is busy. That was
Matt and Zax. Got it.
Yeah, here's a bamboo trunk now. Then hit you like Dutch. I compress sound sets with my rap DBX. Then drop vocals on I don't know to tell you at what point in the show it was, but dude, I was like, wow, this is so funny. There was at least one person in chat saying, "Call Jim Stewart." You need him. What thing I did. It's ringing again. I found the normal, Hindi curse website that has 20 to 30 curses.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice.
Spelled out phonetically for you to say.
Oh, nice.
And what they mean. But that's been done before. But here's what I did. I decided to read just the English translations out to them. So I was I was insulting them in English, in my language. But it was like the insults that they use, like calling, saying that like you're my pubic hairs. Like I just like whatever the Hindi insult was, I just all I read was the English translation.
Reference translation.
Yeah. Oh my god. They're for the most part like what the fuck? They're like, yeah, it's, good stuff, man. And then I remember I did it to like just some.
Those are called literal translations. That's hilarious.
Yeah, it was just some fucked up shit. I can't tell you now what they were, but like. Yeah, now I want to hear that show. We should end this show so I can hear it. Replay Matt's show.
No, don't end it. Just fucking get it queued up so we can play it before this show ends.
Yeah.
Like a segment, your segment.
We'll replay it for everyone. Yeah. Another MC loses life. We need Matt's permission for that because it's
the hot segment. Play the hot segment.
It's
yeah,
Matt's
hell
show
yeah.
Machine. We can't just be playing people's show machines with milk.
Been forwarded to an automatic voice message.
All right. Well, not many answers today, but we're still having fun. That was the bamboo trunk. Let's see if this one
is the numbers hit man available.
Lonesome.
I wish I do.
Lonesome is not here. No, Lonesome is not here.
We love you, Lonesome.
Yeah, come back, Lonesome Loser. But Parkman helps out too, man. The Lonesome. Horseboarding.
God bless Parkman too, man. I love Parkman.
Horse,
he's
what?
A very good guy, man. Dedicated.
Horseboarding, I guess that's, you know, taking care of the horsies. I think boarding, right? Milkman, is that when you pay for boarding, it's like, you know, the boarding part is. They include washing the horse and feeding it and everything, you think? I think they do, right? I think that's supposed to be, it's expensive.
Yeah, yeah, it should include everything, dude. It should be all-inclusive, man. Yeah. Because, like, you can't board somewhere. You can say, hey, I'm going to have them stay, but they're going to starve to death.
Yeah. Yeah, Jen, come on. Call some ponies, Jen.
You want me to talk to the pony people?
Ponies,
no,
yeah,
let me talk to the pony.
Did you see the link? Did you get it? Did I not put it in?
I was looking up.
There it is. There it is. Fucking answer. Quack. Fucks aren't going to answer either, are they?
You have reached the voicemail box.
Such a shame. I had such a good idea.
Damn it.
Man.
There's also horse board. Oh, not horse boarding. Possibly.
Boarding is pretty because it's like water boarding. We're going to horse boarding, isn't it?
Dude, I got a 30 mile an hour points on that one.
This one here is to call Dennis for some Halloween party skull bottles. They look like. I think what they are. This fucking guy. They're not Halloween skull bottles. Dan, I think it's Dan Aykroyd has a vodka out.
You have reached the voicemail box of.
The bottle's an actual, like, glass skull. I think he just had drank four bottles of it and is selling the skulls now, like, there's some kind of skull party decanters perfect for a Halloween party. I'm pretty sure that's what they are exactly, is that Dan Aykroyd vodka. Which I surprisingly heard is remarkably smooth. So what's the next number I said here? The skull bottles. Yeah, here it is. Here he is. This is the ticket right here. Skull bottles. They'll pick up. I'm sure they will. Search me with our probable force. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi. You got those skull bottles?
Yeah, man. Yep.
Yeah, hey, I know that those are Dan Aykroyd's vodka bottles, okay? Because why are you putting on like their Halloween party skull bottle decanters? They're not.
They're just bottles.
Yeah, but they're not Halloween. They come like
no,
that.
I just,
they're not special Halloween.
I didn't say they were. I said they're perfect for Halloween, dude.
Yeah,
other
so
people put different liquor in. That's all it says.
No, it's you're using fuzzy marketing here. So I'm taking 20% off 20% off that $40 right there for sure.
Dude, I'm just trying to sell something that I don't want anymore.
All right,
you're interested. You're interested.
Well, I'm saying $32.
If you work, what time? yeah, that's fine with me, dude. I'm just, like I said, I'm just cleaning out stuff. I'm not trying to fuzzy market anybody.
Yeah, all right. I'm going to transfer you through to my chief of mechanical operations here.
Yeah, hello, chief of mechanical operations.
Yeah, what can I do for you, buddy?
What can I do for you? You came to me.
No, somebody transferred me to you, sir.
And what is that for?
I was talking to somebody about a Craigslist ad. They transferred me to you.
Oh, is it? And what is the Craigslist ad for?
It was some bottles.
Yeah?
Skull bottles.
And you're selling or you're buying?
I was selling some skull bottles. A gentleman called me. And
yeah?
He transferred me to you.
What was his name?
I don't know, sir.
Yeah, but how can you not? You just said he transferred you. You spoke to the gentleman. Maybe he wanted to buy it. What if I? What? Tell me about this. How can I buy it?
Sir, I don't know your name. I'm telling you, whoever transferred me to you.
Chief Operations Officer. What? You just tell me how to buy.
Sir, I don't even know who you are. I'm telling you, the other gentleman.
I'm explaining to you, who I am. Who am I? What did you get my name? You want to write it down? What's the matter?
No, I don't even want to talk to you anymore.
Why?
Because this is silly.
You're silly.
Crazy and ridiculous over some bottles.
But I just want the bottle, though. I want to put it, you know, in your mouth. Sorry, you caught me completely off guard.
I
had no idea what was going on. Sorry.
I figured we finally had someone. Let me at least let Jin get a little bit on. Chief of Mechanical Operations.
Very nice. Very nice call.
I was right about them bottles, guys.
Oh, sorry, I will pay more attention now, obviously.
You caught him. Well, you know, you're shyster for sure, dude. Yeah. There's probably about like $3 worth of glass.
Yeah. Okay, what? So? What? So?
Fuzzy marketing.
So? Yeah, so? I mean, God, it just says perfect for Halloween. Like, no, he made a big deal. He's like, Halloween party. It says real big. The party's here. I should have made up a bunch of shit like that. It says real big. The party's here.
But he wanted, like, place for two fucking bottles, man. Come on.
Four bottles. 40. He wanted 10 to, I told him 20% off.
That's my first set off for fuzzy marketing.
Like, oh, yeah, all right. Here's my chief of mechanical operations, Dick Stewart.
Mechanical operations. Not purchasing officer. Mechanical operations.
It's Sunday.
Guys are freaking crazy.
Hello, yeah. You have these Star Trek items? Star Trek pins? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, you have Star Trek pins?
I believe my wife has that on the market, sir.
Oh, yeah? Can I talk to her?
No, sir. She's out this evening. She's playing bingo.
Oh, yeah, I know. Here's Jin Stewart. He's porking her. Jin.
Yeah, hello. Yeah, I'm the one who's porking your wife. She's not playing any bingo. She's with me here. Do you want to speak to her? Hello? Gentlemen?
Sir.
No, he doesn't like it.
He picked up. It's the same guy. There's a lot of repeats. This guy put up,
Jenny.
He put in the ad for his wife has some Star Trek pins also. Damn. Well, I tried to get you in on that finally. He finally picked up again. That was unintentional, but funny. All right, we got the flirty.
Your wife is actually Princess Leia.
Yeah. Playing bingo. We got the flirty girls fitness pole, adjustable from 8 foot to 10 foot ceilings. It looks like it's marketed as a fitness pole, but it's a stripper pole. Looks to be to me, Jin Stewart. You can take a look. I just dropped
a stripper pole. Send me to this link.
Yeah, I gave you the link.
I've got the link. I clicked it. Let me see this. So $80 for a fucking pole.
It is. It must hold a lot of weight.
You know? 300 new. Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, it's a good pole. I mean,
who the fuck would pay 300 for a fucking pole? You could just go to a scrapyard and get one.
The stripper pole needs to be strong, bro, because
come on.
That's a lot of weight. Especially, I mean...
Yeah, maybe for a big girl.
The stripper isn't just hanging onto it. She's doing all the flips and the turn, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes they go all the way up to the ceiling and they come back down real fast. fucking
well, I need a demo.
You know, when the girl goes all the way up and she opens her legs, spreads her legs out, and then she comes down real fast.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah. And then she hits her heels against the stage.
She claps her heels three times and goes back to Kansas.
Hello. You reached Ryan. Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Hello.
Yeah, Jin, go ahead.
Yeah, sorry. Hello, man. You got that pole.
Got what?
The pole? You know the pole? From Craigslist, you know the pole?
No. No.
What do you mean no? Why not?
Oh,
hello?
Man.
What? You didn't even give me a chance.
What a penis, that guy. There was confusion at the beginning.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry.
No, it's me.
It's my fault.
It was all me. It was supposed to be yours.
Hello. You reached Brian.
All right, then.
Dude, this is some funny shit, man. I feel like I'm back on the Virgin Islands looking for food.
What's this?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. Looking for phone cards, man. That's right. Exactly the same shit.
Why are you feeling like that? What are you doing? I want four chicken wings fried. Why do you feel like that?
I'll kick your monkey ass.
Because I'm still driving. I'm almost home here where I can connect up to the Skype.
Oh. That's true. We got someone selling two toilets. We used to be number 10. I post after
your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Opening the toilet.
What a shit night.
I have an idea. Can I go to the toilet, people?
Yeah.
No.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system. 8.
Military tactical vest. I don't even know where to go with that. Should this be legal? I guess so. I'm sorry. I'm in America where you fucking rot is legal. We gotta protect yourself from the King of England. You can come here anytime and take over. Is that what you want? King of England, Jin, could come over here right now and tell us.
I am the king.
Yeah. Tell him.
Yeah, okay, I'll tell him.
Tell him you're going to take away his weapons. You're the king of England.
I am. I'm going to take it.
I'm the king of England. I'm taking away your weapons. And you will give my soldiers quarter.
He will become a slave to me. He'll follow me, and I'll get lots
your
of little followers.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging
bloody
system.
Bloody shit, don't you?
Bloody hell. Damn shame. We have great ideas tonight, but, you know, fucking... Someone is looking for help with yard work. I need someone to do yard work. I want to move some shrubs in front of my home. There's your links.
Why the fuck he can't do it by himself?
Place them along my drive. If you think you might be interested in doing this, please call me. Show contact number. I don't check my email or text, so call me.
Yeah, you doing this or am I doing this?
You do it, man, because it's your turn. Yeah. Hopefully someone answers.
Yeah, hopefully.
Jesus, God help me. Better.
Hello? Hello?
Yes?
Yeah.
You were the one looking for some help with the yard work.
I've already got it.
What do you mean you've already got it?
I've already got somebody to do it.
Well, I want to do it. Can you not tell them no? I would like to be the person.
Fucking shit. I'll try a call back.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello. Yeah, I want you to get rid of the other man, whoever it is, and I want to be the one to do the yard work. I'm better. I promise. Ah.
All right. We got a request from Milkman to do a prank call for a Taylor guitar. Milkman, any information on the Taylor guitar? Like
Taylor guitar, that's all I play, dude, mostly, man. Those are really, really high-end acoustic guitars, man. They do make some solid-sized guitars. But they're worth a ton of money.
Okay. Well, we got someone looking for a nice guitar. He's looking for one. They have a Taylor Model 110 in stock. Oh, no. Okay, anyway, they have a Taylor Model 110. plus many,
okay,
many
that's
more.
The baseline now. Those are the new laminated ones that sound pretty damn good for the money, actually, about $600 to $800 at the most.
Yeah, so let's see if they pick up. It looks to be some kind of thrift store or something.
So if they're charging more than $600, then you can buy a brand new one for less.
Six figures. Well, do you want to do it?
Go ahead and do it, man. I mean, I'm listening. I'm going to answer. Bye.
Hello, and thank you so much for calling Myrtle Beach's largest collectible store, where R&R Collectibles located.
Shut up.
Actually, it was a funny commercial. Too bad we couldn't listen to it. We don't want that information that on air, so fuck it.
Yeah. Ain't no free advertisements on the show.
No free advertisements here.
You got bills to pay, motherfucker, you. For sale.
Pay the bills first.
We got for sale by owner, 2007 bumper pull camper. Sleeps six people in like new condition. $8,000.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Nope.
Wow.
Pepsi soda machine for sale. Okay.
Soda machine.
Yep.
So does it actually make it? Does it mix it? How does it do? Does it dispense it? Decanter it? Is a can or a bottle? What's the story?
Probably a can machine. Yeah.
Okay, so then we all tell them that we need one that mixes and fuck with.
We need a fountain. That's a
like
fountain.
Burger King model.
Fountain machine.
We'll put male sexual organ flavoring in it too, if you like.
Yeah.
Or female, depending on your choice. Ice bong is ready.
Your call has been forwarded.
Yay. Yard sale.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. You had a yard sale yesterday?
Yeah.
You got any stuff left over?
No, we don't.
Oh, no? Nothing you want to get rid of?
Hang on, let me see. Ask my husband. What do we have any leftovers
also? No. Alright, well, fuck you then, right? Asshole. Fucking asshole. Oh, man.
They sell their old junk if they're not going to advertise it. I mean, come on.
Hello?
Yeah, hey. Go to hell. You know, that pisses me off that you don't have anything left to sell. Yeah.
Got off onto a bad foot there, lady.
I only have one. That isn't bad.
That's unacceptable.
Just walking the streets, death could take you away. It's never guaranteed that you see the next day at night. The evil army and Shaitan.
Hello.
Fingernail.
Yeah, hello. You had a yard sale yesterday. Hello? Hello? Hello, please. Hello, please.
Hello, please.
Yeah, I'm asking you about your yard sale.
What about it?
Do you have anything left still that we can make an offer on?
Who is this?
Alex.
Alex who?
I don't even know your first or last name. I'm just calling about an offer you made publicly for a yard sale to see if you have anything left over. Do you have anything? I make offers on yard sales.
Where's the phone number you're calling from? I've never...
I make closing offers on yard sales for my thrift store.
What thrift store?
I have a thrift store.
Where at?
It's a private invite thrift store in Rogersville.
Which store?
It's a private one. Like it only goes out.
Well,
to,
if it's,
it only goes out to people.
Well, if it's
in need.
Private, then how you gonna sell anything?
It's called United Thrift Store Machines. She gave me the riot act. She's like,
yeah, she knew. She was suspecting.
She sounds like she takes stinky shit.
She tell her.
Yeah, I asked you if you had an offer that I can make to take anything you have left over that's occupying space. I'll make you a good offer. I'll haul it all.
$5,000.
All right, but what do you have left?
Everything. Yeah. $5,000.
Yeah? Yeah? Can I get your ass?
Yeah.
I'll pay for your ass then, your asshole, for $5,000. I pay a lot of money for anal.
Is that right?
Yeah. I usually...
Well, I know a guy you can go give it to.
Okay. Jen Stewart?
Yeah?
Yeah. She knows a guy that we can give it to.
You can give it to a guy. Hello?
Yeah.
Give it to the guy. What's his name?
Yeah, put him on.
Hello?
Listen to her.
What are you doing over there? Are you taking off your panties or what?
You said you want a guy to screw in the ass?
No, I wanted you to put in the bum, you know?
I got somebody that can whoop your ass.
Why are you laughing? Excuse me, why are you laughing? You think that's funny?
I got somebody that can whoop your ass.
Don't laugh, okay? That's not funny, you. Hello?
You whore.
It's a 158 number.
Hello?
Okay. All right. Weird lady.
She wanted it in the bum.
I'll try her again. Fuck it. Because there's a guy there. Maybe he'll pick up.
Definitely was interested in Mr. Stewart's proposal.
Swissman Barca. I swear to God, this is Shannon Briggs.
I get paid. Hello?
Hello, go to hell.
Hello? No, you go there, you bitch. Why you said that to me? Hello.
You're so fucking gay.
Hello, what's your name?
You suck dick for commissary.
No, you're the man, aren't you? You're the man who wants it in the bum, yeah? Hello?
No, I want to turn your brown eye blue.
No, but you said, what? Your lady said that you take it in the ass, is that true?
No, I like to turn
she
the brown
me,
eye blue.
Shut up.
I don't like
she
my brown
me,
eye getting
She told me
blue.
She fisted you.
Hey, look, you believe everything you hear?
Yeah, I do, most of the time. That's why I'm religious.
Oh, are you?
Yeah. But what you're saying what about my brown eyes blue? I've got blue eyes, you idiot.
You got blue eyes?
Yeah. Do you like it?
You sound like you're from Iraq or something, so I don't believe you got blue eyes.
No, that's not true. Why do I sound like I'm from Iraq? I'm from Iran.
Iran, Iraq, same fucking thing. You both look like asshole babies.
It's not the same fucking thing, and stop swearing at me, you cunt, you idiot. Why do you swear?
I'm not a bitch. You can't call me a cunt. I gotta have a pussy to be called a cunt.
No, you are a cunt. You're like a walking cunt. You're like a vagina with legs, you know?
It makes sense why an Iraqi's called me talking about fucking another dude, because that's what y'all do over there. Fuck men for fun.
We fuck.
Pleasure.
Yeah, but just ones that look like vaginas, you know?
You're so gay.
No, you're gay, you idiot. That's why we want to, you know, we want to come over there and give you what for, you know?
Is that so?
Yeah. Tell me, what's your girlfriend wearing? She sounded nice.
She's wearing your mama's dress.
Okay, we'd like to, you know, we were thinking about the public execution, you know, for Halloween night. We could take her outside and just everybody will throw a rock, you know?
Oh, I don't care. Throw dicks at her for all I care.
Oh, really? You do that to your lady?
Yeah, why not? We swing.
You monster, you idiot.
Why?
Yeah, you would stone your wife.
You're talking to me and my lady.
Let me talk to the lady, please. Hey, idiot, let me talk to that lady.
To that lady.
She doesn't talk to you.
You said you scare her because you're gay.
She said, like, lady. Like, she's like, yeah, like, I'm a lady. That's how she said it. Like, as if I'm a lady.
Why she's laughing? She's I can hear her laughing. It's like she thinks it's funny or something.
Because she's a whore.
The fuck is, how do people laughing?
She's a whore.
We've arranged the public execution for 31st of October. You'll be outside in the garden. We'll dig a little hole, and everybody will come and throw the rock.
You whore.
Your mom's a whore.
No, no, your mother. Your mother, you idiot. In the name of Allah.
My mom's not a whore.
Yeah, she is. She is. Your mother, your sister, everyone. That's how you became.
Well, your mom was doing more wieners and hands can't show.
Shut up, you idiot. When a man put it in your mother's behind, that's when you became.
You're the brown one. You look like the asshole, baby, not me.
You're an idiot. You know?
Yeah, I did go to Cherokee.
God. You know, Dr. Carlito is with me. He's gonna cut you.
Fuck your Samsung phone. And fuck that whistle.
What?
I can't talk no.
How dare you receive a text?
Whore.
Yeah, was that another man?
Don't talk about my mama. There it is again, the whore whistle.
Yeah.
The whore whistle. Hey, whore, come here. That's the text. Yeah. Hey, whore, come here. I have $5. Whore.
Can I rub your head like a little chicken?
And then?
There it is.
What will you do then?
There's another whore. Another trick.
On that bitch dreams.
What? I like your laugh. You sound like you know, you take it in the bum.
Look, I gotta go. I gotta get some water. I'm parched. I'm not gonna take a break. I'll be right back. Milkman and Jin, hang on. Drumming my pain with his
finger. That sounds like he's constantly high.
Yeah, he does. he was a hippie, an old day hippie. Rest in peace.
A lot of acid.
Rest in peace.
He died?
He got shot by police. Yeah.
What?
Nah.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, he did. He got shot by a police.
Fuck off, go on.
He pulled his fingers out in a gun form, like the letter L with his fingers. And he pointed it at the cop. It's like pew pew, pew like that, joking around. And the cop says, "Stop resisting." Yep. True story.
Yeah, plot twist is actually black.
A black helicopter landed on his property, and he says that a black helicopter landed on his property, and
an alien came out.
No, they put guns in his face, and basically said, "You didn't see nothing." And he's like, "I ain't gonna say I didn't see nothing." And they said, "All right, we're taking you to prison." That's what he said he was guilty of.
Okay.
He went to prison once. He was there with Suge Knight. I know you're a big fan of the gangster rap. Yeah.
It's the guy who killed Tupac, is it?
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. Sorry, I was looking to see if there was any other source of phone numbers, which there is not. So I'm going to just start calling places on the map. This is where we got now. This is what we have. This is all we have left. Excuse me. Let me see what town we're in here. We're in somewhere in Louisiana. Nah, that's going to be... I haven't called Hawaii in a while. Which of that Home Depot in Hawaii that we're good fans of. You like this, the girl who's singing now, Miss Lauryn Hill?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Lauryn Hill. She lost her voice. She ruined her voice, actually. It's gone. Pretty well known. Yeah, she ruined her voice. People think she either was doing drugs or she just didn't do proper singing techniques or something, but she's lost her voice. Like, in several occasions, she's been out in public. You know, the same thing happened to Whitney Houston. She lost her voice, but that was due to the crack use and stuff, yeah. Yep.
Thank you for calling the Honolulu Home Depot. For store hours and directions, press 1.
This is plumbing.
Yeah, hi. I need to see if you guys have some parts there.
Have some what?
Some parts. The parts.
Hold
that...
Hold on, I'm not...
I need the fucking parts.
I'm not hearing you too well.
All right, asshole.
Okay, try again.
Yeah, I need parts.
Of what?
The main parts.
Main parts of what?
To make the water go.
In what sense? Make the water go.
Would it
into...
help if you talk to my handyman?
Maybe.
All right, let me transfer you. Just a moment, please. Hello, Jen?
Yeah?
I have Home Depot calling for you. Go ahead.
Okay, Home Depot calling for me.
Yes.
Okay, hello.
Well, hello.
Hi, how you doing?
He said he needs... Good. He says he needs
aloha.
Parts.
Aloha. Okay,
say
go
that
on.
Again.
What's going
up.
On here?
Say it again, please.
I say, what's
up.
Going on here? What are you doing there? Why are you calling?
I didn't call. He called first.
Oh, okay. He called first, and then you called back, and now we're just calling each other. So
no,
what's
he called,
I need to.
Well,
what's happening there? We need to get some pipes over
and
here.
Put it together.
Huh?
So he needs plumbing parts. He said.
Yeah, that's right. We need to make the water go.
And what is it that you need?
Well, we just need a few pipes there to make the water go. It's just going to put the pipe in. And I'm actually using this augmented reality, you know, headset so I can see what I'm doing. Yeah. That's how I'm a handyman.
Okay.
You ever seen that on TV?
So
hello?
You need to come in and get the parts.
Yeah. So you're going to tell me what parts I need, okay?
I can't tell that until you tell me what you're doing.
Okay, so we're trying to make the water go. It doesn't go right now, so we're trying to make it go.
Where is it coming from?
So it's coming from the top, and we want to make it go to the bottom. But we had a guy come here last week. He had a look at that, and he just said, you know, I can't make the water go. You got to, you know, go Home Depot and just see if they can supply you with the pipes and stuff like that.
It comes from God.
Yeah. So he said to make the water go, I just need to put a pipe in there. For the top, the water goes in, and then at the bottom, it comes out again. So that's how it goes.
That's true. But
so can you supply us with the
up.
Correct parts?
You have to come in and get them.
Okay, but you need to tell me how much is it going to cost? Which pipes are they? Do I need valves or anything like that?
You may. I need a lot more detail on what you're putting together.
Just a few pipes.
Detail.
We just want to make the water go from the top to the bottom. I just explained that to you, you know, several times there.
That's not enough information.
What more information do you need?
Where you're getting your supply and how far is it and what are...
Well, it's coming from the sky, and then it comes into the mountain, and then it comes into a little river, and then the river goes into... That's it. It just goes in a circle. So we're just trying to adapt from that. We're just trying to steal it from there, you know?
All right. Yeah.
So you can tell us what pipes we need now?
Still don't know enough information.
So what more information do you need? You got to be specific. You're not being very specific about the information you need there.
Because you're not being specific of what this is supposed to be doing.
We're just trying to get the water to go.
Generality. Right.
So we just want the water
to
go. I want
to
go with the water. Hello? Why? What are you laughing?
I have no answers for you. I have no answers for you.
I think you're a bad person for not having the right answers.
No, it's because I'm not you're the bad person for asking.
No, you're an asshole. I'm not a bad person. You're an asshole. Hello. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Could you hear me laughing? I forgot I didn't have myself on mute. I was cracking
a little bit
at first, just thinking that you were just like, yeah, the water doesn't go. Is that the same bullshit?
The water go.
He's like, ah, shit. I thought I was gonna get a plumber on the line. So anyway, it's Lowe's that I always call. I've never tried calling Home Depot with this whole thing where I call all the departments in one store and say dumb shit.
You should send them to each other. Send them to find out who this person is in one place, get his name, then call in another location and get him sent back.
Yeah, well, I had a manager once. She was looking for me. I said that I was in the bathroom and that I broke in the toilet on purpose. She sent someone to the men's room and then the women's room, and then she's like, all right, so where are you really? And I told her I was in in one of the displays, the bathroom displays, like I was inside there. I had the echo going. So I had broken it and I was hiding because I was scared. I was trying to get a
clemency. Thank you for calling the Honolulu Home Depot. For lumber and building materials, press 2.
Do you know what was amazing? When you did that call to that car company and you told them that story about the guy. I'm the nigger. she got to do something like that again.
That was the Volkswagen line, right?
Yeah.
I saw that number.
So it was Audi. It was Audi.
Yeah, hi. I'm calling because I need to make an order for that box, the wood for the box.
A wood for the box?
Yeah, the wood box wood.
Okay, are you making an order over the phone?
No, I need to come pick it up. I'm going to need one box.
Okay,
one box of
wood.
We'll
call.
I need a 5 foot by 5 foot by 5 foot cube of solid wood all the way through.
Okay, I don't know if we have anything like that in stock. Are you trying to pick it up?
Yeah.
You ordered it over the phone?
Yeah.
Okay.
Your call is very important to us, but all associates are busy at this time assisting other callers.
Good afternoon, Home Depot. How may I direct your call?
Yeah, Jen, go ahead.
Yeah, hello?
Yes.
Yeah, we're trying to buy some wood. Your colleague just transferred me. I don't know if he's an idiot or what's going on over there.
This is the call center, the front desk on the call. And usually when it comes to me, I usually transfer you to that department.
Well, they just transferred me to you. What the hell is going on? We're just playing a game of transfer in the circle or something, you know?
Yeah. What department was you talking to, sir?
I don't know. I'm ordering wood, you know? So I got the number off the website, and then I just called it and, trying to order the wood. But now, I'm with you.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah?
Because, the wood, that would be, you can order it, but the pro desk is closed up. That might be why it came to me. Normally that's where you would order that. The pro desk
I need you to get someone to open
Sunday
it up. It's a rather desperate
Monday.
Situation, you know?
Yeah.
You can do that?
What?
Get it open and get me the wood.
I can't do that, no. I can.
Why? What can you do there? What is your purpose? What is your use in life? What?
When are you looking to get the wood?
Immediately.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to do that, sir.
Why? Why not?
Because I'm not in that department, sir. I'm at the front desk area.
Oh, you're rather useless then, aren't you?
Yeah.
Well, okay, but can you not transfer me to the correct person,
if I get your name and number, I can have somebody call and give you an order.
No, I just need you to transfer me to the right person.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah, excellent.
Thank you for calling the Home Depot. All of our associates are currently...
I haven't slept in 24 hours.
Please remain on the line,
oh my
and your
God.
Call will be answered by the next...
There's a pony buggy for, here for sale.
Yeah?
Anyone's guess if they'll answer. Yeah.
Pony. I haven't done a pony call in a while.
Horse?
Pony? I think he's just put me on hold.
For calling
nice.
The Home Depot. All of
That's fine. Don't worry.
Please remain on the line, and your call will be answered by the next available associate.
Who are you calling? Pony people?
Yeah, Pony. I'll put him on hold.
I can do Pony in the background. You just...
Hi.
Yeah, you have a pony buggy?
Pony.
Thank you for calling.
You have a pony buggy. Okay, how old is the pony buggy?
Horse.
How old is the pony buggy? How old is it?
I'm not sure how old it is.
How many horsepower does it take?
Pony.
I don't know.
You don't know the horsepower?
I don't know. But
thank you for calling the Home Depot.
What's wrong?
All
why don't you know?
Are
you stupid?
The Home Depot.
Please remain on the line.
Pony, yeah. Pony.
I work for Home Depot. I work for Home Depot, so it comes through on the... You're hearing, like, the on the ceiling. We had the...
Pony.
I'm in the break room, and the speaker's really loud in here.
Yeah.
They indoctrinate us with the music and the messages in the break room.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, the
Home
base that's in good shape.
Uh-huh.
I don't know much about it, really, because I hadn't put it on a horse or pony.
Hello. Good evening.
Made for a pony. Hello?
Hello? Blinds?
Excuse me?
I says, which department, ma'am?
I was just talking to somebody there at Home Depot.
What department was it? What are you looking for, ma'am?
A man called me. Was asking me about something I have on Craigslist sale. But I don't know who he was or anything.
Pardon me?
Where are you located at? Where's the Home Depot at?
I'm down by Costco.
Right there at Myrtle Beach?
Yes, we're open.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
I guess the other man got off the phone. Okay. Bye-bye.
Hey, stupid bitch. Hey.
Hello?
Yeah, you stupid bitch, you know that?
You what?
You're a stupid bitch, I said, you know that?
Why?
Because you didn't understand what was going on there. He said he's not in Myrtle Beach, he's in Hawaii. Yeah, he's in Hawaii, not Myrtle Beach.
Okay.
Yeah, so
are you okay?
Yeah.
Did you drink something?
Do you take big stinky shits?
Do what?
Do you take big stinky shits?
You're in Hawaii?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sure am. Yeah. I work at the Home Depot in Hawaii. You have a horse buggy, though.
Yeah.
You have a horse. We need a horse buggy. It's for a special movie we're making.
Yeah.
It's the Lost Reunion show. We're filming it here, and we need
my friend wants to know if Daddy touched you.
Hello.
Hello.
What?
Did your Daddy touch you?
My Daddy?
Yes.
Did he touch me?
Yeah, did he?
No.
Oh. Okay, that is just why my friend was asking, so that's why I said that.
Yeah, that's all. That's all.
Okay.
Can I touch you?
Can we touch? There she goes.
What the fuck?
I like how she ended up talking to Home Depot.
Oh, shit.
We played that pretty well. I like our work on that one.
Is she okay? I wonder if she's okay. She's high or what?
She's dumb.
She's just slow? I don't know. I thought she'd taken something. I had no idea.
She's just duh, I think, man. I really think she's duh. All right, here's a different Home Depot.
Oh, this fucking music, man, is so good.
Thank you for calling the Pearl City Home Depot.
I swear, you should be a radio DJ.
If you know the three-digit extension of the person you are trying to reach for kitchen and bathroom design, press 1.
What department
for long-term building materials, press 2. For appliances, press 3.
Devon Appliances, how can I help you?
Yeah, hi, I was calling about the appliance. We're looking here for our mutual friend. My friend and I are calling regarding an appliance we want to get. We're wondering about the availability and the horsepower.
Okay, which one are you looking for?
No, we're looking for a dryer, a washing machine. We hopefully it's the kind, it should rattle enough in the perfect way. So that our wives can get on top of it and ride it.
Don't think we have that.
Do you have any round-shaped dryers or washers?
No.
No, they're all boxed.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, which one makes the most? Which one is the least stable?
They all are pretty stable.
Yeah, but which is the cheapest one you got? Because the cheapest one you got is probably wobbles more than the others, right? It doesn't have as much invested into its framework.
Hang on.
Okay.
No, Mr. Cardito, you can take off one of the feet.
Oh, yes, the foot.
One of the feet, and then it wobbles.
Yeah.
Okay, is there a certain one that you were looking for besides one that wobbles a lot?
Yeah, one that wobbles a lot because we're trying to get our wives off. We're going to have them take turns in front of us, and they're going to ride it, and we're all masturbate while we watch them.
Sir, are you for real?
Mm-hmm, absolutely. I have my...
A little bit of pee.
Yeah, a little bit of pee. So, would you recommend a washer or a dryer for this? I think the washer would be better, but the dryer, we could put, a bowling ball inside of it and turn it on. And that might, really get it going. Yeah. And I was thinking I could put a butane tank in one also. And it'd be like a race to, if she can get off before the butane tank explodes, Hello, sir?
Oh, my
goodness.
You sick fucking bastards. You sick bastards.
My goodness, please answer. Hello. All right, I'll keep them on and I'll call the next place.
Fucking butane gas. What the fuck?
Laundry roulette. You gotta
Thank
get
you
off
for calling
the
for kitchen and bathroom design.
This should be appliance machine.
Horse machine.
Oh, that's for the horse machine.
Calling the Home Depot. Your call is very important.
Does anyone here remember the name of the guy at the Lowe's in Hawaii that I'm always asking for? The guy that sounds like a Samoan?
I have no idea because I'm never
with
Chris.
We can help.
Chat room might know.
Chris?
Stay cool for less. With Hampton.
Yeah, that's what they're saying in the chat room.
Hello? Hello? Hello, please? Alright, I'm gonna call Lowe's while these other two places are online.
Home Depot gift card when you get two or more ceiling fans
Thank
installed.
Thank you for calling Lowe's.
Ask an associate for details. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help.
You have entered an invalid
For information
offer.
On deliveries, press 1. For scheduled installations, press 2. Commercial sales, press 3. Appliances, press
I need
4.
Tool World.
Lumber and building materials, press 5. Flooring, press 6. Hardware and tools.
An entire room
press
without
7.
A lot of hassle.
Transferring to hardware and tools. Please hold.
Now get that old bastard on.
Hello, hardware. Ever speaking?
Yeah, I need to talk to Chris, please.
Chris, who?
Big fat Hawaiian Chris.
He works
in tools. He sounds like a Indian chief. He's like, hey, I am Chris. Oh, you know that guy?
Filipino guy, Chris. He's not working today.
Well, when does he work again?
No, he's not working in tools today.
I need to talk to him. He told me to call him back. He needs to get credit for the sale.
Let me go find out.
Thank you.
Where you at?
I'm with the corporate office.
Okay. Hang on.
All right. Hello?
Hold on. I got to walk over to the tools.
Okay, honey. All right. The calls are muted. Yes, this is the phone viewer guy. I think it was Carbon Raw who asked in chat.
Oh, he left at 2 p.m.
God damn you, motherfucker. Why did you make me think that he was still fucking there all this fucking time? Fucking asshole.
I don't know.
When does he fucking come back in again, motherfucker?
Do I have to schedule?
God damn it, shit. Fucking shit.
Chris. Where are you, Chris?
He's a motherfucker, that Chris.
Where is he?
I'll punch him in his penis.
You looked at the schedule for the 19th. Let's see, 19th, Monday. According to this, he's coming back tomorrow afternoon at 2 p.m.
All right, so I'm going to kick his ass tomorrow, all right? What's his home phone number?
I do not know.
It should be in the list.
And I kind of give it out to you.
Well, it should be in the list. I'm with the corporate office.
Well, let me give you the manager because I don't even have the.
Well, Harry, what are you? Are you Filipino or are you Hawaiian?
I mean,
don't listen to him. They're lying.
Are you,
you guys
Hawaiian?
Are prank calling everybody at every
shut
store.
Shut up, bitch! Be quiet.
You're
on the fucking phone. Give some respect.
Very unprofessional.
Shut up!
You're
full of
shit.
You're
fired.
Why the hell
fired.
Did you call me?
You're
I want
fired.
To talk to Chris. You shut your ass.
You're fired. Sir, can you get the manager, please? Sir, are you there?
Get the manager on right now.
Yeah, get the manager. Come on.
Today on purchases of $299.
That place size is on hold.
Quick card. Just ask an associate for details.
That lady was fucking... Don't listen to them!
I think she might be the one that's still on.
Oh, really?
Nah,
bitch!
She hung up. I think she's... No, she hung up. She's the one that hung up. that's funny.
Was that Home Depot? That girl with Home Depot?
She was the first Home Depot we called.
Yeah, because I heard you dial in Lowe's. That was pretty good, man. That was a fucking good call.
Lowe's is still connected. He's still getting the manager now, I think. Let's call Kmart. Let's see how the action is in the bathroom, right, Jen?
Yeah, this is Chris.
Hey, Chris.
What's up?
Yeah, hey. Are you, this isn't Chris.
Yeah, can I help you?
Where's Chris?
This is Chris.
This is not Chris. I know what Chris sounds like. This is not fucking Chris. Chris is a friend of mine. You, sir, are no Chris.
No. Well, Chris is no friend of yours.
Yes, he is. And I worked for the Chris administration for 3 years. I happen to know Mr. Chris very personally. He is a close personal friend of mine. Yes.
Wow. What's your question, sir?
It's a private matter. I need to have his phone number. If you can't give me the phone number, perhaps you can dial the numbers in the phone machine. Here, go ahead. You can do it now. I'm going to pick up the phone. Here, go ahead. Go ahead, dial the numbers, and we'll talk to him. No?
No, I'm good.
Oh, come on, honey. Are you Filipino or are you, what are you exactly?
Samoan.
You're Samoan?
You're not a Kanaka?
No, man. What are you?
He's Japanese.
You Haole, yeah.
I'm Haole.
Don't start getting uppity here.
I'm Haole. He's half Japanese and half Haole, and we have a British guy here.
I think this guy's a squid. I'm starting to wonder.
No,
he's a squid.
No horse in this race at all, Jin. Right, Jin? You have no horse in
this race? Yes. Hello. Yes.
Yeah. Jin has no horse in this Hawaii race.
I have no horses, yeah. No.
Horse.
So what radio station is this?
No, you sound like a squid. I don't know. You sound like a squid.
What radio station? Up in Cali?
Yeah, that's it. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Cool. So yeah. What kind of prank are you guys trying to do?
98.6 The Mouth. Yep.
Huh?
98.6 The Mouth. And you want our website?
Yeah.
Can you go?
I like
can,
this thing, Joe.
Can you put it on your computer now right there?
Hello?
Yeah, can you put it on your computer now?
Yeah, go ahead. No, I got to put it on my iPhone.
Okay. All right. What's the web? Helpdesk.corporate.com. Corporatehelpdesk.com. Helpdesk.corporate.
No, the radio station you guys are doing.
It's called the.
Of course you can.
Well, it's Glory Hole Foundation, but I think the website is down. Helpdesk. That's it. Yes, we changed our name to that. We're the Helpdesk Corporate radio station. It's helpdeskcorporate.com.
Helpdeskcorporate.com.
Yep. Can you put that on your phone now? Because I want you to make sure you get in the chat.
Oh, you're breaking up.
Did you get in?
How much people is on the line?
How much? Or how many?
I was like, no, how many? Because you guys are breaking up.
That's exactly how grammar works. Good work, Mr.
What is your name? I thought we were speaking with the manager.
Yes, sir. This is the manager.
You have a name, sir?
It's Chris.
No, it's not. You lie. We talked to Chris the other day.
Where's the real Chris? The one I made. I told that he had a viewer on his phone. And he got mad.
I think we need an interrogation from the officer of mechanical operations, possibly, here. I don't think that's Chris at all. I can tell it's not Chris.
Hey, other Chris, you know the Chris I'm talking about, right?
You know, we got more than one Chris in this store.
Yeah, I know, but listen.
Why?
You know big Filipino Chris that works in tools a lot?
You're not that big.
I'm going to say this.
Well,
he sounds different. That stuff. I knew that wasn't Chris.
Milkman. All right. You know the Filipino Chris that works in tools a lot? He's not big. Okay.
Well,
you
yeah.
To, all right. So I called him once, and he was being an asshole to me. So I told him to needed a part, and I told him to look at it. I told him I was.
Did he have a heavy accent?
Yeah. He's like he sounds like a like an Indian chief, like a Cherokee chief kind of. That's what he sounds like. You know what I mean? He's like, hey, when the great sunbird rises. Yeah, he sounds like that. So I told him I needed a part. He's like, what part? And I said, this one right here, I'm showing it to you. And I was on the phone. And he got really mad. He's like, I don't have a viewer. I don't have a viewer. And it was so funny. And I laughed and laughed so much. And he started cursing, and he said he was going to suck my dick and all this stuff. He said, come here, I'll suck your dick, he said to me like that. And he said, like, you Haole, all you Haoles, like that, he said. Yeah.
Yeah. So what, you want to make a complaint?
No, I was wanting to make fun of him with you. I want you to spread it to the other coworkers that Charlie, what's his name? Chris. That Chris, Charlie's another guy. That Chris is, he gets picked on a lot because he's kind of slow, you know? And that even the customers make fun of him, you know? Yeah, so I called once with a girl voice and I said, like, hey, I like you were hot. And he was like, oh, yeah, what's your phone number? He was really into it, you know? He got really into it. He wanted the phone number. Isn't that embarrassing and funny?
That's stupid, yeah.
Yeah, and you can bully him. You can bully him at work and make him feel uncomfortable. Right? And everyone can laugh at him.
I don't know about that. He's more prankster, jokester than I am. So.
He is, dude. He got mad at me for telling him that I was showing him the part. He was like, I don't have a viewer. I don't have. He got mad. He was so mad. You want to hear it? I could play it for you if you want to hear it.
Yeah, let me hear it.
Okay. You're not gonna snitch on me, are you? And you're not a cop. If you're a cop, you have to tell me where it's entrapment.
Yeah, it'd be funny if I was a cop. You probably got SWAT all over the building right now.
No, I wouldn't do that. No, that's not true. Come on. Let me see. I have to search for it. Hang on. I'll get it for you in a second. Maybe not. I don't know. I don't think that.
What time is it over there?
It's GMT. It's like 1300 GMT. I gotta get going. This is sounding like a neon show. All right, so I gotta go. All right.
Yeah. You get that fun.
I like neon.
Yeah. Go to 976neon.com. Okay.
Got it.
Okay. Bye.
Thanks, Chris.
All right, cool. Hey, have fun.
Okay, bye, honey.
Yeah, bye.
All right, man.
Love you.
Bye, right. Thank you. Hey, tell
Stay
Chris.
Stay cool, man.
Tell other Chris we said hi, all right? All right.
What the fuck?
I was hoping he'd be cool, like, oh, yeah, fuck Chris, you know? No, he wasn't cool.
He was cool, man. He was hanging on. If he was a manager, I think we got bullshit. I don't think he was a manager.
Yeah. No, shout out to Neon. I was just giving Neon a plug. That's because I saw she's in the chat room being nice, behaving herself, being nice to everybody. So it's good to see Neon. Yeah. Everyone clap like an otter. Otters don't clap. Who claps? Seals. Jen Stewart, do you like seals? Do you like seals? Are you against seal hunting in Northern Ireland?
I'm against animal cruelty.
Okay, all right. But you eat meat. You eat a lot of
chicken. Fuck yeah, I do eat meat. But did you hear about that case in China that happened, I think, a couple days ago?
Yeah, guy threw the case off the building. And he said, it has a bomb! And it blew up and...
What the fuck? No, I'm thinking about... No, some pig ate a two-year-old boy.
What?
Yeah, it's fucked up. Like, this kid was wandering around, went into the cell, and the pig ate him.
Yeah.
And then they started torturing this pig because of it. I thought that was crazy. It's like, why don't you look after your kid? You know, it's stupid. Man. But it was a big deal, apparently a big deal in China.
I saw a video that said that the Mexicans are sneaking in through Texas and shit in the United States here.
Right.
They're passing out of, like, thirst, you know? Like, they pass out in the heat. And they get eaten by wild boar hog pig machines. Yeah. And they said that the pigs are now, the wild pigs are now roaming around in packs looking for Mexicans to eat.
Okay.
Yeah, like they've adapted themselves now.
Dude, those aren't pigs, man. They're boars. That's a different animal, man. Pig is what you fucking eat. Like,
you can eat a boar. You can eat anything you want, Milkman. You can eat a shoe if you want. You put enough barbecue sauce on it, you can eat a shoe. I can't hear you. Why are you so far away?
Thank you for calling Lowe's.
Your horse's ass.
For information transferring to appliances, please hold.
Well, like I said, that's a hell of an evil way to put somebody out of their misery, man. Stick a fucking boar on them. I'd rather take a gunshot.
Yeah, because you think maybe I feel bad because they say that a lot of them are like with the women and the children are the ones that fall to the heat first, you know? And the coyotes, the people that do the transportation, the illegal transportation of them, they leave them. They don't try to help them out or call 911 even or anything. They just fucking leave them out to die. Like,
it's home decor.
Excuse me? Hello? Hello? Home decor, Great, thank you. Fuck people.
What the fuck was that about?
Fucking people, right, Jen? Jesus. Alright, let's try to call that Kmart. I don't think I ever got to call that Kmart machine. And here we're gonna ask how the action is in the bathroom. Cause people, like, you can have gay anonymous sex in the bathroom sometimes.
Oh, yeah?
It's called cottaging where you're from.
Cottaging.
Yeah.
All Jay do is front and lie.
Nunu's a big fan.
I'm
going
to get some drink.
Jen, you're against Apple products. I heard you say earlier. Did you know that PCN's?
Oh fuck, Apple.
Did you hear that PCN's podcast is on Stitcher? Though you can get your podcast fixed there if you don't have an Apple machine.
Or
don't like to.
Yeah, fuck Apple. I don't even want to find ways around using Apple.
Hello, honey. How are you?
Hi.
Hi, honey. Hi. My friend and I were calling to see how the action is in the bathroom before we go down there.
What do you mean?
On the website gropedope.com, your Kmart, the men's bathroom in your Kmart is one of the highest rated on the island for anonymous gay sex, like cruising. So we sometimes go down there and it's busy. There's a lot of guys, you know, fooling around. But sometimes we've been in there, you know, just waited for like over an hour, and it's awkward, you know, and no one ever showed up. And you know, if we're gonna kiss and touch and hold each other, we'll do that at home because we're in a relationship. We don't need to go to the bathroom Kmart to do that. So can you see if can you send a man in there maybe just to see how the action is, or any of the regulars there today?
I'd rather not.
Okay.
Why?
Maybe,
why not?
Maybe loss prevention could check for us. Okay.
Shit, sorry.
You're fine. I said I have a friend, damn it.
Oh, yeah, you did say it.
Now you're pissing me off. I'm kidding. Man, I'm getting some Oakley prescription sunglasses.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sucks.
Are you like that guy from X-Men?
Cyclops? Kind of. Yeah, thanks for saying it like that. I appreciate it.
Oh, he's cool, though. He's a badass.
He's an asshole.
Hello?
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
So can you help us out, please? Jim was going to Jin's going to add something.
What? Excuse me. Why can't you help us?
Can loss prevention help us?
I don't understand. Why will you not help us? I'll give you some money.
She's discussing it with someone. Oh, shit. Damn it.
Come here for a second, baby. Come here.
Jamba Juice, I don't like that chain. I'm not going to even touch them. I don't want to give them any plugs at all on this show. And the same goes for Starbucks. No, Starbucks. I like to mess with them. Let's see how the action is at Starbucks. Do you fancy a bum, Jen?
Yeah, I do fancy a bum.
Come in next. We'll do that. Jen, do you put some spit down there before you go in for your first thrust when you're with the old lady?
No, I don't usually need it. She's pretty wet.
Yeah, you know. But it helps out if you put it on YouTube sometimes.
It depends how I'm going in, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes I use a bit of spit. She doesn't like that, though. She wants us to get, like, lube next to the bed so that... Yeah.
Oh, she's real dry. She's got a dry cunt. Sorry. Oh, my God. Well, don't answer that, please, and I apologize to Mr.
No. She'll probably listen to this and laugh.
Hello, thank you for calling White Kelly Starbucks.
Hey, shut up. I'd like to make an order.
We can do orders for travelers.
Okay, I'm a traveler.
Were you going to order a coffee traveler?
Yep, that's right.
Okay.
I want one hot. I want it hot.
It's just going to be a coffee traveler, so it's going to be 96 ounces of hot coffee.
96 ounces of hot coffee?
Yes.
How much caffeine would that be, then?
It's 96 ounces, so it's going to be about a gallon of coffee.
All right, but there's 48 grams of caffeine per ounce of your coffee.
I'm actually not too sure about that, but could be, right?
Yeah. No, that's what it says on the internet. Okay, so ditch that. What I was calling about for real was the bathroom, the men's room. Well, how's the action there today?
I'm sorry?
How's the action in the men's room today?
Sir, I'm not sure what you're talking about, but I do feel uncomfortable with what you're asking.
No, well, wait a minute. Now, let me explain, please, okay? You guys are in the Kmart Plaza there, right?
Yes.
Okay. This is the right one, yeah. On gropedope.com, you guys are rated one of the highest on the island for gay cruising in the restroom. It's one of the highest rated cruising spots. It has.
I'm going to hang up on you.
But it has, like, the most stars.
She actually told you she's going to do it. Oh, brilliant.
That's what the British do all the time. That's you guys.
I'm going to hang up.
I'm going to hang up. Then do not call again. You know what time it is?
Yeah. Do you know what time it is?
Groped up.
Shit, we should get some UK numbers.
Oh, well, you can get those from Dashy. Trusted source, Dashy. Dashy has a machine. It's called the Jen Stewart machine.
Hell no, sir.
No, Jen, General Awesome, did he ever get with you? He made a pretty good Jen Stewart soundboard, actually.
He did?
I don't think I have a copy of it at the moment, but it's out there and it's really funny.
Somebody made what of my normal voice or of my one of my other ones?
I don't know. You gave your blessing to it, and General Awesome and
yeah, I think it was my normal voice, and there was something about me sticking something in my ass or something like that.
Yeah. Well, yeah, there was an episode where you kept saying "gas in my ass." You kept talking about that on one of my shows, and I pointed out to General Awesome, "Hey, this show has a lot of good Jin quotes talking about his ass," and he said, "All right, cool." He chopped it up. He added more to that.
Okay, yeah, somebody just shared it in the chat room. I'm downloading it. Yeah. Thanks.
It had you talking about your... You're like, I'll put the gas in my ass. Kept saying that. It was a whole episode. I called it. It was titled... All right, fuck the camera. The Starbucks. We called the episode Gas MC, in My Ass. Why should I be a spy when so you're spying, that tells you right there. You want some wankers? We can do some wankers. I got the wankers.
You do?
Yeah, we're going to go with the last name Phillips. And we're going to look in the town of Branson. I got kidnapped. It took me to D.C. I did a weird... selecting thing with the mouse, and I fucked it up. Thank you, mouse. Now I'm reloading the page, and it's just sitting there. It's not reloading. Good.
Oh my fucking god.
It's been one of those nights, man.
I've got this soundboard. I'm listening to it.
Yeah. I think there have been some calls with it too. I do say again, you gave your blessing to this on the air. I think he's the one that asked you. You said, yeah, sure.
Yeah, it's funny.
But it was played on some shows. Actually, I think I hit you up with a WhatsApp once because I was listening. You weren't around.
Oh, yeah, and it was in the background. That was quite funny.
That's right. Oh, my God. Good stuff, man.
Zughead, one of my old fans, you know, we actually met up in real life because we go way back. He was one of my earliest fans. And he made a song at one point, and I swear the first time I listened to it, I was in tears with laughter. It was really, really good. I've got to try and find it again. It was really good.
All right, cool. Hey, this is A. Carter. A as in Abu. A. Carter.
Well, hey, A. Carter.
This is a Carter.
Okay.
It's me. It's my fault. Hang on.
It's 5 a.m. It's brilliant. This is really want to laugh on a Monday morning.
Fuck him, man. Fuck him. No fucks for you. Then post up my guard. Would you like more Carters?
Yeah, Carter, yeah.
Carter. Was a rookie in the mask. He said,
on my trigger, don't move, nigga. Taking you. Welcome to BT Answer 1571.
Problem is more where that came from. Here's an AE.
Maybe there's a, is that Patel or some, I don't know what some, Bengali surname, popular Bengali surname.
Patel is like really fucking popular.
Bengali.
I'm just looking for cities with Patels right now. Found one. I have an M Patel.
Try Dutta as well. D-U-T-T-A.
Dutta. Alright, I'll do that now. Well, let's try the Patel.
Yeah, Patel.
And then I'll do Dutta.
Yeah.
this shit was ill, man. It was ill. Yo, bullets everywhere, guns, smoke. Jokers falling off their porches, just shooting.
Hello? 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 No? No.
Right, no. Here go those duttas. And that was D-U-T-T-A, right?
Yeah.
Gotta look around here. Margam? Never heard of Margam. Found one. A dutta.
Awesome.
Look, man, you got quiet. Did you get all dabbed out? Did you go in the fetal position, honey? Honey, baby.
Welcome to Sky voicemail 1571.
Sky.
The person you...
I hear Sky often. Looking for random cities here. Crier. Can you give me a city? Do you have a city that I should... Should I just do London or something?
Yeah, I would suggest London, but...
Hampstead on Heath.
Look at Ealing. Ealing.
Ealing? With an E?
Yeah, Ealing, yeah.
With an E. How's that spelled? E-A-L?
E-A-L-I-N-G.
You at the end?
No.
I gotta reload the page again. Something's going on. My fault. My fault again. I'm gonna be taking out a lot of stuff in this episode.
Like, yeah, well, don't take out the music though. That's pretty good.
Well, I can't. The problem is my fear is, you know, copyright shit, you know, getting takedown
right,
music. Yeah. I gotta have some due diligence with it. That's Ealing, right. You said then, though, right? E-A-L?
E-A-L-I-N-G.
E-A-L-I-N-G. Enford, Elstead.
Well, you could try, I think Hammersmith is full of Asians. So.
Ealing, confirmed. No results in Ealing from Gupta.
Any Patels in Ealing?
Let's see.
Let me try and find some.
Found a bunch of Patels.
Good.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 Patels. Here we go. I'm dropping a list in there for reference. Going to start with the first one, which is B as in Bravo Patel.
Okay. Bravo Patel. Yeah.
Oh, hey, I almost forgot to say. Everyone here, you know, I'm a big Star Wars fan. Tomorrow during Monday Night Football is the premiere of the next trailer for the Star Wars movie. Looks like it has a lot of cool scenes in it. I'm super excited. That's going to be tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Yeah, the poster was released today.
Really?
The new poster is released today, In the background, you can tell the there's an ice planet that's been gouged out.
This is an answering machine.
Thank you.
Bloody hell.
There looks like a new version of the Death Star, but it's not. If you pay attention, it's actually an ice planet that they've built the Starkiller base on, which is the climax of the episode. It's going to be the, not rebel attack, the resistance attack against the Starkiller base, because it's basically like a planet-sized Death Star. Kind of like a can destroy suns, I think. Not just it doesn't just destroy planets now it's entire sun systems.
Hello.
Yeah, Mrs. Patel, how are you?
Do you know what time this is?
Yeah, it's 10:05 in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very important.
Yeah,
What are you doing?
Your head.
What the fuck? Your head!
Oh my god, ring it back.
Nice.
Oh, perfect.
How going by, homie? Long and hula.
Bonsoir.
Bonsoir, qui va?
Welcome to voicemail.
Oh,
the person you have.
Attention!
Leave a message after the tone.
Hello, get off my head. What are you doing?
Your international call cannot be completed as dialed.
Weird. Okay, we'll try all this again. Who's on your head? A cat, or are you just saying something?
No, she was on my head.
Here's another potato. Yeah, fuck it. I abandoned that Patel. I woke up. Did you give me another city? Was it? You said
Hammersmith. Hammersmith. Let me just 1 second, right? I'm gonna look for
Hammersmith.
Most.
London. Meantime, looking at Patels, I have quite a few. We have another Bravo Patel, this one in Hammersmith.
Whitechapel. Yeah, Ali is a good surname. Ali, A-L-I.
Really, for Hindus. You know, the first time I got drunk, like really drunk, was listening to this album.
Really?
Yeah. The score. Yeah, my parents would once a month they would go to this. They were super Catholic, and they were in these like special classes that non-clergy can take to gain like posts within the church. They're basically like professional lay persons. Both took it, and it required them to spend a week and a month for 3 years at a retreat site. So I would always stay with either my friend Tommy or my friend Jeff over the weekend, and all we did was get into trouble. And like they both lived in the same neighborhood. I lived further away, but I would either stay at one of their places. So we would always hang out just like once a month. It was like a whole weekend, and all we did was fucking like do shit we weren't supposed to do. Like, we would take the bus into town. And just like fucking, we'd like shoplift and we'd fucking drink
Jesus
beer.
Like,
we'd drink beer at the park late at night. Shit. Oh my god, we were stupid. We used to go like knocking doors at 2 a.m, waking people up. And there was a guy, the guy came out super angry about it, and he was ripping his grass up, I remember, in his front lawn. His garden, as you would say. He was saying, "What the fuck? What the fuck?" And he was like ripping pieces of. It's fucking Bermuda grass. Yeah. And then Tom was like, "I swear to God, he was coming out with a gun." He came out like in a bathrobe. He said, he had a gun. Like, no, he didn't, dude. But then when we hid in the woods, and the cop came and was shining his lights in the other side of the woods. We're like, oh, shit. But we were able to get in through the back door in Tommy's house. And we stayed, like, we were super scared all night.
Hello? Hello?
Patel.
Hello, Mr. Patel. How are you?
Are you kidding me? Do you know how early this is? What is this?
What do you mean, what is it? How are you? How are you doing?
Who is this?
Mr. Stewart.
Who? From where?
But did I... I'm Whitechapel. Did I wake you?
Yes, from Whitechapel. Yes, you woke me. What is this?
What? But I wanted to wake you up just so, you know, so to have a chat with you.
You are kidding me. Take my details off your number. Do not call me again.
Why not?
You're absolutely joking me. Do not phone me again. However you got my number, do not call me again.
I got it from letsbegay.com.
Shit. Are you kidding me? Oh, man. Yeah, listen, chat room, Steven Saturday, no, this is not the Sun Crusher from the extended universe. Remember, the EU is, for the most part, dead. This is the Star Killer base, is what it's called. Not the same kind of concept, because if we understand, the Sun Crusher was just the laser component of the Death Star by itself. But this is an actual planet that does it does something else. I don't think they're moving the planet. I guess maybe they just can aim it a certain way depending on what orbit it's in. I think that's how it works. I don't know. But it's kind of like a new take on the whole, you know, a New Hope, where they go to the... I can say this stuff now, right? It's in the trailer. I'm not spoiling anything.
I suppose so.
I mean, it's a spoiler for One More Day. Ugh. And it's not even the movie I'm spoiling. It's in the fucking poster right now. Big fucking base. Obviously, okay. It's going to be the end of the fucking movie when they go to the base trying to put... Hello. What else is new? It's not like... which I've already reported on for months now. Which will happen. I'm going to have to beep that out of the episode. Mark that, 11:57 p.m. Eastern. Beep that out. Again. Woo! All right, I'm going to stop that because these guys are going to spoil Walking Dead for me tonight. I'm going to get mad. You don't watch that, do you, Jen? You don't even like TV that much.
I do actually like some TV, but not that specific. I mean, I've got a bunch of shows that I watch. Limitless is really good at this new show.
I heard that shit.
Oh, fuck off, it's just brilliant. Blind Spot, Arrow, Blacklist, The Player is really good. That's a new show.
Yeah. Good. You ever see The Simpsons? Do they have that over there?
Fucking Simpsons.
I was making up shit. They have Red Lobster over there. They have Red Lobsters.
Lobster?
Red Lobster? Do you have the restaurant Red Lobster over there? No, probably not, right?
Actually, I'm allergic to crustaceans.
Oh, good.
Crustaceans.
Because you're Jewish or because you can't really have
it? No, I can't eat it. I get very, very violently sick.
Will you die?
No, I just shit and puke all over the place.
Okay, so if we wanted to make something that might make you sick.
Hey, just give me some prawn or some scampi or something like that. Any crustaceans, I'll be fucked.
Prawn, when you say it like that, it sounds like that movie District Whatever. So
yeah, District 13,
Mr. Stewart. My goodness.
Is it District 9?
District 9, yeah.
District 9. Yeah.
And when the fuck is District 10 coming out? I've been talking about that motherfucker for
Oh my god.
Decade.
No, he made another movie, but it was a Chappie. You remember?
No sir.
Yeah, he made another movie called Chappie. It was really, really good. But the guy, the same director and writer. And but it was obviously not Alien.
And for some reason, everyone at work argued with me the other day that Jurassic World was a brilliant movie.
Oh, it was shit.
I thought it was shit. I laughed. I would have, if I wasn't with family, I would have gotten up and walked out of it before the end of it. And that's a distinction I share for only a few movies that I walked out of. And I've talked about this before. I won't regale you again with the short list of movies I walked out of, but. I didn't like it. Patel.
She called the same guy back. He said the movie.
I could work my way back up the list to see if I can remember which one he is. I should have made a note. Fuck.
Just get up and down the fucking list.
Yeah. Fuck it, we'll call him all. Man.
Yeah, but prawn, man, that fucks me up.
Are you the kind that you can get, there's a pen you can get that you can take and still eat the stuff?
Oh, yeah, the antihistamine.
EpiPen, the EpiPen, yeah.
Hello?
Hello? Mr. Patel?
You need to tell me why you're phoning me.
Yeah, I'm telling you. I need to get, I'm sick. I had one of these fucking, I'm allergic to, prawn and scampi and all this shit,
Horse?
And I need to get, a pen from you, You can stick it in my ass and then I will be okay. Hello? Mr. Patel? I'm telling you. No, I think he's killed it.
I think that was the guy, though, right? Would you like his number, just in case?
That's okay.
Him? You don't want to. Yeah, I know, you don't care. Why did I bring it up like we're being casually friendly? what was the name again? Buta? Huta?
Duta.
Duta.
Or Ali.
Now you want Ali. A-L-I.
A-L-I, yeah. Ali.
And Hammersmith, we're looking. I found a bunch.
Oh, no, Whitechapel. Look in Whitechapel, because Whitechapel has the highest population of Bangladeshis. I found that.
Oh, okay. Let's do that. Shit, I did the fucking select thing. Dash, something up with your tool, man. If I accidentally double-click the city selection drop-down list, it freezes the whole motherfucker. Kent sent in a bunch of numbers, too. That's good. We're going to hold off for those till the break, which is going to come here in a little bit. I know we took a 14-minute break for Crazy Fucker, but next is the real break for our paid sponsors who pay to be on the show.
Fake bullets can't scar me.
We'll get there again. All right, I'm sorry. What was that name of the town again, sir?
Whitechapel.
Whitechapel.
Just A-L-I.
Got him. Posting them here for you real quick, in case you need a name or an address. We're going with the first one, which is A-Ale.
A-Ale, how are you? I'm fine.
Are you talking to yourself? Are you doing hand puppets talking?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hello, Mrs. Ali, how are you?
Where are you calling from?
Where are you calling from? Where I'm calling from the telephone.
Why?
Well, how are you doing this morning?
Why are you calling me in the morning, the phone call?
Yeah, are you from Bangladesh, you?
Oh, he's getting heated back there.
Yeah, let me...
hang the phone.
Oh, my God.
Hang the phone.
Holy shit. Hello, Ms. Ali. Let me talk to your man, please. Let me talk to the man.
Okay, tell me.
Yeah, tell you. Kuttar vacha sutmaranifua durala rala banchut sutmaranifua gandu hala hala natifua.
Shit. Here's a different Ali.
I swear, I would swear at a man, though, because there's different ways, like, to say, like, dog. You would say kuti if it's a woman and not kuta.
Male dog.
Oh, when you're talking to a male or female, you swear at them differently.
Yeah, like in Spanish, you say puta or puto.
Yeah.
The A being feminine.
Welcome to Sky Voicemail 156.
But it's with everything. You know, I'm really bad at it, so I'll use the wrong one because, you know, being my primary language being English, it's hard for me to determine, you know, which words are going to be described femininely or, you know, masculino or femenino. People make fun of me all the time in Puerto Rico. Oh, he says it's funny. Oh. Get it, he's stupid. He's stupid. He's raised soft in the United States. He's not like us. He's not real Puerto Rican like us, they say, my family. I'm not gonna call him or say happy birthday. Fuck him.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah? Ms. Patel, how are you?
Ali. It was Ali.
All right.
Ali,
sorry.
Mira, you said Ali. You asked
shit.
Specifically for Ali.
sorry.
All right. It's been an off night. We're having fun. Still going to take that break. I'm still going to go a little late tonight. I had some more caffeine. I'll be doing good. You're more than welcome to stay. I'd love to have you. Milkman,
I might,
of course.
But I do need to get some sleep.
Yeah. Someone hit me up on Facebook asking, is this Jim Stewart?
Welcome to the EE.
Oh, my God, really?
There's really? Some other sport. Like, I know Jin isn't really an archer, but I know he's an Olympic guy. So this is an Olympic athlete.
I never got to Olympic level. I trained with an Olympic team, but I never got to an Olympic level.
That was all bullshit. I played up this whole time. So people really think that shit.
Yeah, well, I actually played at national level.
He really has medals. He's just too kind to show it to anybody. He's modest. He's very modest.
He had the archery medal from the tip of the archery thing.
Fucking archery. The
arrow went up his ass. He shot it up in the air straight.
He's a world champion, you know, and he's so modest he doesn't want anybody to know. But we do love him, man. We love him so much.
He just shot the arrow up straight in the air and went, oh, run.
Hello?
Hello, Miss Ali. How are you?
Who's calling?
Yeah. Hanji? Hello? Namaskar. Hello? No, I think she killed it, man.
Yeah, I don't know. I think she half hung it up. Did you say Haji real loud? Is that a thing?
Yeah, I said Hanji, but Hanji means pardon. So when you don't understand what someone's saying, I actually do this now in real life. And like, people say to me, what? Like, they'll say something, I'll be like, Hanji? That's funny as hell.
Oh, man. I use machines all the time. Like, I say machine, this machine, that at work.
Oh, yeah. No, I mix random Bengali words in every now and then.
I did yell at someone at work and I called them a horse and they looked at me like, what? I was like, yeah, you're a horse. Alright, I'm gonna take that break for shit. Harking about for the last 3 hours. We're gonna take a break. When we come back, Dwight sent in numbers. Don't worry, we got more of these Patels and Allies. Jin may be around because he has to do.
How long's the break?
Like six. So, you know how I want.
Yeah. It's all right. I'll stick around. But let's see. I think give it another hour and then I'm done.
Good. Milkman, you're going to be on still or you're going to dip out? You got to go back to work or are you going to hang out with us still, buddy? Milkman.
What's going on? Jim, you hanging out?
You're going to get
Yeah, for another hour or so, I'll stick around.
Yeah, man. Yeah, patch me in for a little while longer, dude.
All right, I'll keep you on. As long as you can stay on, I'll keep you on.
Okay, baby. Thanks, man.
Yeah, we'll open up any of our Skype friends want to join in, any of the Madhouse, rather the Prank Call Nation staff. Man, I'm real off today. Any of the PCN Stop. Staff or friends want to join up, you know, do some pranks. Help me out because I've been here. If it wasn't for Jen, the show would be really bad right now.
Oh, come on. The show is shit because of it.
And not the best luck with the numbers either, man. Yeah, you guys have really been trying to, man. I mean, we have been, and not against numbers.
Yeah, it's just bad luck, You know, sometimes you get good numbers, sometimes you get bad numbers.
It happens. We're at the mercy of the phone gods, really, the number gods.
Yeah, I mean, I know they're trying to get good numbers. We just hadn't been lucky tonight.
Yeah, but listen, look, I got a ton of Patels, including J. Patel, N. Patel, M. J. Patel, B. Patel, and K78 Patel. I don't know.
Is Khan one that works? Khan? Is that a name they use?
Oh, yeah, Khan, yeah.
Khan Noonien Singh. We can call him out.
Like K-H-A-N, that's one way.
Yeah. Planet Fitness we got here also to call. We got a few Planet Fitnesses.
I know a Shikong. S-H-E-K-A-N-G.
Shikong. Viet Cong. Shikong. All right. Anyway, I'll be back in just a few minutes. Please don't go anywhere. Thank you. What you saw was the rough, rugged, and raw.
You're listening to Madhouse Live on the largest prank call station in the nation. Prank Call Nation. All the real troubles and soldiers on the streets.
Bye-bye, all you niggas die.
Madhouse Radio will be back right after this.
That when you die, they put your GPS in your box and a trapdoor at the bottom. So when you die, you open up trapdoor at the bottom, you check the GPS, and you go straight down to the hell.
Madhouse Radio is back.
You are bigger than a woman. You are better than a woman.
We'll always be behind you.
Do not let a woman ever make you who you are.
Yeah, it's the Poochies. This happens on the block.
You want to get cowboy?
Hey,
Mike! You're going to meet me in the back right now!
Everyone wants to be a cowboy. Grab the gun.
Okay, fuck it!
25 by my side.
One. Thank you, sons of bitch, who made it here and are still with me here tonight. I am continuing this show despite the, despite whatever. this is the Madhouse Radio Machine. Keep in mind, I am also on Tiny Chat, tinychat.com/prankcallnation. Over there, you can enjoy yourself. Look at me. Look how stupid he is. Look how stupid he looks. Jen Stewart might be here still. Jen, are you still here, maybe?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Alright, yeah. Do you like fruitcake?
Sure.
You don't even know what that shit is.
I like plum cake.
Oh, that sounds good. That's that plums in it? Or is it just called that?
Yeah, it's like a plum. It's like a crumble with plum on top. It's fucking amazing.
So I heard of a bread and butter pudding. Now, is that good? Have you had it? Is it what
I've tried that. It's not bad. It's extremely unhealthy.
Is it sweet or savory?
It's good, it's good.
Is it sweet, like a sweet dish, or is it like...
It's sweet, yeah, it's sweet.
It's a sweet dish. And you make it with bread, butter, and like, what, sugar, maybe?
No, it got custard.
Oh, custard, which is like an egg kind of thing, right? Yeah.
Actually, I don't know. Is it egg? Is it egg based?
I think it is.
How to make custard?
I stink so. I'm just randomly going through.
Is big dick based?
Hey, dude. I keep hearing about
egg yolk and cream.
Hey, Ken's here. Big Dwight. Hey. Listen, Dwight. I haven't heard it yet. I didn't get to hear it yet, but I keep hearing about the fucking. So what happened? A woman called you repeatedly to rebuke you for prank.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. Yeah, hang on a second. We had called her earlier in the night. And, well, no, she called us. Because we did the incomings. And basically when she answered, I asked her if I could tug on her tits. And so she got really pissed off. And she thought it was this guy named Brian. So I'm playing with him. I'm like, yeah, this is Brian. I was like, you know, let me tug on them titties and just fucking with her. Well, she calls back like 4 or 5 times, like yelling and rebuking us and calling for Satan, or not Satan, but for Jesus, that the demons are all around you, Brian. You can't be doing this, because we were talking about, you know, Brian was getting fucked in the ass and stuff. Uh-huh. But turns out this Brian character is her son.
Oh, okay.
So she thinks it's her son, like, that's having all this fucking gay sex.
Oh my God, and she gets you all involved in it.
And so she's screaming at the top of her lungs, I rebuke you! And so, like, I'm sitting there playing, Mom, pray for me, Mom. And she's just fucking screaming, don't you mom me, and all this shit. And she was just going absolutely crazy. And she kept calling back every time we would hang up on her.
God damn.
And so she like the last hour, like, we would, I'm like, oh, we got another incoming. And she, I rebuke you!
So this whole time I thought she was just saying it. She's mad at you. She thought you were her son doing this.
Yeah, she thought, for some reason, she thought the number that she called back was her son. And, you know, we're talking about this fucking gay orgy and shit, and if we can get her in on it. And she was like, you know, she thought we were holding her hostage, or holding her son hostage. She was sending cops to his house, is what she claimed.
Okay.
But yeah, she just kept calling back and yelling, and it was really fucking funny.
Okay. Okay.
Because, you know, Dad, she found her Facebook, so we had, like, her name and stuff. And
cool. So. All right, I'll have to check that out tonight. I'll listen to the rest of it before I go to bed.
Yeah, it's like the last hour is where she goes fucking ape shit.
Okay. All right. All right, so you sent in Patels. Are these off of the Dashy tool also?
Yeah, I sent a bunch of them.
Yeah, I see that. Jen, you want to keep trying Patels, or did you?
Yeah, go ahead. Let's do it.
I figured something to do. They seem to be picking up, at least so far, for the most part. Milkman, are you here? Did we keep Milkman?
Yeah, I'm here, man.
He's roasting himself. Roasting his lungs up.
Yeah, I'm handling White Widow for you, bro.
Got that widow. Jin, you did a prank call to Clone Homegrown, and you kept asking him if he had that widow.
I did?
Yeah. That was a long time.
Hi, you're through to Mamami by chat. I'm sorry we are not here to take your call. If you leave a brief message and your number, we will.
You're through to Banchod? What did it say?
I don't
know. Dude, timestamp Alan. That's a good one to record, man, to fuck with later, man. Yeah.
I got it. I'll mark it with a check, a big check right there on the big board.
Jay, yeah, that
Patel.
Was a good one right there. That'd be good if we didn't get disturbed. Yeah.
Jin Patel.
J as in Jin. Yeah, as in Jin. Shit, fuck.
Shit.
Damn it, shit.
Is that shit out my ass.
Oh, hey, what's up, man?
Hey, what's up, dude?
Thanks for connecting. It's good to see you here.
It's good to be here.
We need some more elements. Carbon.
I've got plenty of elements. Element of surprise.
You're the most abundant element, though.
That's true. I'm inside everything.
Yeah, but Carbon, we had a lot of
your
good
call cannot be taken at the moment, so
Matt
please leave your message
or
after the tone.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Ms. Patel, we were just trying to call you. It was a wind-up. All right, good night. I don't know why I said that.
No, yeah, Matt had like those crazy, fucking, what were those people? Illegal worker phone numbers?
Yeah.
Oh man, those were fucking great.
A lot of them, I just remember one where we just hung up like immediately as soon as they heard like illegal worker or whatever when he said that. Click. Like, ah. All of a sudden, like, let me grow.
Oh no.
So again, check out that last episode of Matt's podcast. That's on iTunes and Stitcher, of course. Oh, anyway, every show on PCN has its own feed, and for the most part, they're all submitted to iTunes. I think there was one that got declined because of the language in the description that I grabbed off the website. But I think I already fixed that. I forget which one it was. But yeah, everyone, Macron, Dwight, you're on there. You've been on there for a while, actually. The reason I'm bringing that up is we need reviews. If you're an iTunes user, or I think with Stitcher too, you can leave reviews. If you listen on there, or if you wouldn't mind subscribing to us either on iTunes or Stitcher, you can get, and the links are on the, at prankcallnation.com on the right hand side, whatever page you're on, you can see the link. There's a big iTunes one and a Stitcher. But specifically that iTunes one says, has a little note there that says, it asks you to please leave a review. That helps out. Because it kind of just lets, it just gives more weight to the podcast a little bit. I'm not saying that we're, you know, anywhere near ever coming to the point where we're going to be like a featured podcast on the front, but it helps our cause a little bit. Reviews look good. Reviews pay the bills, if you know what I'm saying. Not that we're advertising yet, but maybe in the future, PCN would decide to do that. Yeah. And the future is something. While we talk about that, everyone, the first episode of Calls of Mass Confusion, which is the project that Jihad is spearheading with, the cooperation of Mr. RBC Pre-Bag Carter, Dwight, and myself. We've had some fun with those. Ken, did you have any new stuff that you did with him lately at all? Ken, did you walk away? Ken's not even here. Shit. Ah, shit.
But hello?
Yeah, hey,
hello, Mr. Patel. Hello?
Oh, man, we had a Patel. We had a Patel on the line, and I fucked it up.
Oh, sorry.
It's like we were fishing, and we caught a fish finally after a long time, and I went, woo-hoo! And it, like, scared him.
jumped back in.
Yeah.
No, I don't think he wanted to play ball.
Yeah. Damn!
It didn't sound like that.
Like, great job, Carlito. Thanks a lot, asshole.
I think he only wants to talk to Tobacco anymore. Yeah.
I was the worst Boy Scout. I never learned to tie any of the knots. I found ways around. I found a loophole in the Boy Scout handbook that let me get, like, all these badges without ever having to actually learn knot tying. And I had all these fucking ribbons. And I was, like, the only dude in, like, the whole entire region that refused to learn his knots because I totally sucked at it. I got sat down at a camp once by, like, an intervention team of knot tiers, and, like, you will learn, or you're going to have to leave. You will learn how to do these knots. You're not going to leave this table until you've learned how to do it. You're not going to be able to get dinner. You're not going to go back to your tent. I'm like, fuck. And they finally gave up on me. I tried it. I think it was a square knot I never learned. It's a square knot, and I could never do it. I kept making a granny knot, I think. Like, I would do it, and they said, no, granny knot, try again. And I tried and tried and tried. I never got it, ever. Ever. To the point where the Boy Scouts gave up on me. Or at that point, it was the Cub Scouts, but yeah.
They just gave up on you?
Yeah.
Like, what kind of this?
Like, he's like the retard that can't tie any knots. Yeah, that was me.
Hey, I clipped a short part of that rebuking lady. If you want to play a short clip,
okay, yeah,
I gotta send it over to you. I made it short; and it's real rough, but I'm gonna put it all on YouTube. She was fucking hilarious.
Yeah, send it over, please.
Yeah, just convert.
Sick. I'm just getting the proper folder to drop it in ahead of time now that I'm thinking about it before I start yammering and stammering in a moment.
And masturbating?
Yeah, all that shit.
I do that a lot during shows.
You pig.
Yeah, so what do you think of that the soundboard.
You have to click downloads.
Are you cool with it still? Nothing upsets you? I know nothing would. But what do you think about that that soundboard of you, Jen Stewart? Is it weird to you that you're
a soundboard? No, I like it. I think it's funny. There's some funny bits in there.
Yeah. Didn't you make a soundboard of Ted Webb and had him prank?
Oh, fuck. No, we used to hang out, me and Ted and a couple of other guys. We used to be on Ventrilo and TeamSpeak a long time ago. And I mean, for over a year, and then we really got to know each other very well. But then we'd often have these weird conversations, and there was one conversation where Ted sort of was like, started talking about monkeys kill each other and all this shit. And I recorded the whole thing because he went on a rant and he started talking about these monkeys. So I recorded it, and then I called up an Indian restaurant and I played it to them, and it was perfect fucking timing. It was just brilliant. I was crying with laughter by the end of it. It's really funny.
General,
I'll try and find it. I'll give it to you.
General Awesome played the soundboard of you during many of my shows. Like, he just out of nowhere is like, you know, I need to put something in my ass. Can you help me find something to put in my ass? And I'm just like, what the fuck?
And a lot of people, like Morgan, would be like, what the fuck? I thought that was Jin this whole time. Like, people would say that.
Oh,
like,
yeah, they legit thought Jin was on the show. They were like, who's fucking Jin? He's just going crazy.
Talking about putting Jin. It just sounded like you were, like, really, like, you're having a good time, I guess.
Yeah, like you might have been on some drugs or drinking. You were just fucking having a good time.
Coked out like fucking Scarface doing prank calls.
I actually love soundboards because I think I used to have so much fun recording people and then playing their shit back to them and playing it to other people.
Dude, Robinson Way is fucking epic.
Robinson Way, yeah. I mean, the timing was just brilliant. Yeah. I really have to start doing that again because I was pretty good at that.
That's either two or three. What is it? Long parts. It's two parts of that, right? Or did you actually?
Yeah, there were three different ones that I'd recorded, three different sessions, and I split it.
And yours is much better than Noonie's.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, don't know what it's like.
You took a lot of your your Indian pranks and you cut them up like to the restaurants, and then you
made, exactly. Yeah, you got them pissed off, and then started playing those parts to like Robinson Way.
And Robinson Way is like some kind of credit collector, right? I
guess. Yeah, the debt collection agency. Yeah,
shit,
it's brilliant. Yeah,
oh, man.
Carl, they call and harass people all the time, so why not?
Yeah, fuck them.
You were trying to call Chris earlier. Uh-huh. You remember the other thing you kept asking about? You were looking for a whole song so you can make glory holes in the bathrooms.
Okay.
<Yeah. laughs> You were like telling that guy about the shit you were doing to him. Like, oh yeah, Carlito tried to get a hole saw to fucking fabricate some glory holes.
Yeah. Yeah, and how about me asking for like a dense cube of solid wood? Like 5 foot by 5. What am I doing? Like making a big ass wood sculpture or something?
Yeah, I called that same store and told them you were living back in the lumber section too.
Yeah.
And you were on, but like I was doing it off air. I'm like, yeah, he's back there. He's got a sleeping bag and some food. Mm-hmm. They're like, all right, we're going to send people back there.
Oh, shit. What did you title this prank here that you said?
It's called Produce.
Produce, okay. Or Produce, okay.
Yeah, it's just a generic. I didn't mess with it.
All right, cool. So that's perfect. So I can go shut. It's getting cold in here. I'm going to shut this.
I added Ted's thing to this.
I see it.
You don't do this, you do that. Isn't that something like that? It's like you do this, you don't do that.
Yeah, you don't touch this, you do touch that.
Yeah, that's what it is. All right, give me a second, please. Stand by. Let's listen to this prank here. It's, blowing up the charts.
Sorry about that. The lady was rebuking us, trying to send us to hell.
Who the fuck is this? Girls, I'm the real. Like, who the fuck is this?
Did you hear that crazy church bitch?
It's demons from hell.
Church bitch.
She tried to send us to hell.
I don't give a fuck about the church bitch. I'm trying to fucking... I'm trying to... Brian, you are in the clutches of demons and in the name of Jesus. No. I rebuke him. I rebuke him. Surround yourself with love right now because there are people who love you and these people don't. They are full of demons. In the name of Jesus, I will not stop it.
Help me, Shirley.
Jesus is the only thing that can save you from the demons you are with.
Help me, Shirley.
I curse him in the name of Jesus. I curse him. I call on Jesus to protect you right now.
Help me, Shirley.
It's the only thing that can save you is the love of God in Jesus and the angels that can surround you. You are with demons. Get those demons out of your life. Get the demons out of your life, Brian.
I'll mute until you tell me who the fuck this is.
In the name of Jesus, you are possessed by a demon. I call on Jesus. I call on the name of Jesus right now. Jesus is more powerful than the demon in you. Jesus has the power.
Shut up.
No.
Shut up. Please, no. God. Shut up. I call on God to shut you up.
Jesus, you need Jesus. You need the protection of God and His love. Because you are outside of God's love, and that's insanity. I've been there. I know. It's insanity. You are living in insanity. Get rid of these demons that are around you, and let the people who love you come to you. And get these demons out of your life.
It's too late for me.
I call on the name of Jesus. Nothing else will help you right now
but
the name of Jesus.
Live here. Jesus doesn't live here.
And the care and the surrounding of the angels of God, because you are living with demons right now.
Yeah,
now, right there, right now with you, there are demons. What kind of person talks on the phone like that person who pretended to be you? He's a demon. He's a demon. He's a demon from hell, and only Jesus has power over demons from hell.
We control Brian now.
I'm taking Brian to hell with me.
You can laugh all you want. But the power of God is more powerful than the demons in people. The power of God is, in the name of Jesus, is more powerful than the demons you're surrounded with. Listen to me. Call on Jesus, because He can save you from these demons. You are surrounded with demons. You need help. You need to be saved from this.
You're
in the pit of hell. You are living in hell right now. There is no happiness in your life. You are living in hell. I know. I've been in hell. You can live in hell on this earth. You are living in hell. Call on Jesus, and He will rescue you from it.
Jesus,
you need to be rescued from the hell you're in. You are in hell, and you are surrounded by people who have given their lives over to demonic forces. These are demons. People who sell drugs, people who do drugs have given their life over to demons. Do you understand that? Demons come into their bodies. No one talks like that person on the phone that talked to me earlier. Nobody talks like that unless they're possessed by Satan.
Shirley, pray for me.
I'm serious. Don't Shirley me. I'm calling on Jesus to rescue my son, because he's in the clutches of evil.
That's for real.
He's surrounded by evil. There is evil there, and yes, I don't know about hell. I don't know. Never been there, except on this earth. And I'm telling you what, Jesus, I'm calling on Jesus and His angels to surround my son and protect him, because apparently he can't protect himself.
Mom, pray for me. Pray for me, Mom. Oh, she hung up.
Good stuff. Love it.
Yeah, but that was her. She kept calling like 3, 4, 5 times, fucking doing the same shit for like lengths and lengths of time at a time.
God damn. That's cool. I'm presuming that's on the fast track to YouTube, right?
Oh, yeah. It's going to be going on there. All right, cool. She, I don't know that. My face just fucking dropped when she goes, I'm calling on the angels to protect my son. I'm like, oh, fuck, it's her son.
Yeah. Cool.
We get some fucking weirdos out there.
Huh? Yeah, but just the fact that, like, she presumed that. How do you not know your own son's voice? You know, from what the way you're explaining for an extended period of time, and she never ended up realizing it wasn't her son. Right?
Yeah, the shit that I said to her before I realized it was her son, you know, I'm talking about getting her in on this fucking like 4-man orgy I got going on, and I want to tug on her tits and fuck her and stuff, and it turns out it's her son she thinks saying this shit to her. I was like, oh, fuck.
Alright. Yeah, do we have any Twitter complainers? Any?
The tool was down. I had to actually reactivate it, but probably not going to get Twitter complainers tonight.
All right. Well,
you might get some that were from yesterday that might still be fresh enough to call.
Yeah. What's up with this Planet Fitness Eye? Anything new going on with that?
Those are all brand new openers.
Oh, cool. All right. Well, they're
guaranteed to have not been fucked with.
You think we can get a Lunkalarn to get on? That'd be cool.
Oh, I'm pretty sure.
I'm good at the survey, but not at the lunking, to be honest.
I'll do it.
If you get the lunk going, I'll gladly go.
To ensure the highest quality service, this call may be...
Hang on.
I might have to get you Planet Fitness's
corporate number. Yeah, I was just about to say that. Corporate number. Google's pretty good. It shows that you're really big if you just put in like Planet Fitness corporate number. Most numbers it does are like really interestingly. That's the benefits of its Google Voice learning shit. In this case, Planet Fitness. It doesn't.
We had that one girl, you might have heard her in the background of that one. She stayed on the phone. We were seeing just the weirdest shit. And we had all of her shit from Facebook. And, like, she wanted to know who it was. I kept asking, like, how big her tits were and, like, all this different weird shit. And she's like, I'm not telling you. Who are you? I was like, you don't want to answer my question. I'm not telling you. And fucking, she stayed on the phone while that church bitch kept coming on and she was defending the crazy bitch.
Oh, my God. Shit. All right. I got to hear the rest of this then. It got busy at the end of my shift today and I had to stop it. It's fucking people started.
Feels so dirty now.
All right, guys, I think I'm going to call it a night.
Okay. Yeah, it's been fun. Thanks, Jen, for helping.
Yeah, thanks
out.
For having me on the
you
show.
You carried the show
in a couple weeks again.
Thanks for carrying the show. For helping me out, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem, man. Yeah. Have a good rest of the show.
All right,
see
buddy.
You guys all soon.
Yep, see you, buddy.
See you later, man.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks, Jen, man. Love you, bro.
The party you are trying to reach is blocking your calls.
Oh, all right. Here we
see. Were they blocking corporate?
I don't know. They're blocking Skip. Skip. Yeah, Skip. You know Skip? You heard of that?
Yeah, Skippy.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling Planet Fitness. This is Haley. How can I help you?
Hey, did you say your name was Haley?
Yes, sir.
Hi, this is Michael. I'm calling from Planet Fitness Corporate Headquarters over in Newington, New Hampshire. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you, sir?
Oh, I'm doing all right. Listen, I'm calling regarding an email that I got from the technical department, and they wanted me to check base with you to see if your lunk alarm is working.
I'd be more than happy to check that for you, sir, if you'd like.
Sure, please. Thank you.
Okay. Just give me one moment, sir. Would you like to be kept on the phone in order to hear it? Or?
Yeah, please. I need audio verification.
Okay, no problem. Just give me one moment.
Mm-hmm.
We're muted. She can't hear us. She went right into that, huh?
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yep.
Man. Hook, line, and sinker.
This is Matt.
Hello, Matthew. Are you apprised of the situation that I just explained to the young lady?
I'm not sure. Why don't you explain it to me?
Oh, okay. My name is Michael. I'm calling from the corporate office in Newingham, New Hampshire. And I received an email from the IT department who wanted me to touch base with your location to make sure that your lunk alarm is currently working because they seem to have lost communication with it 2 days back.
Hmm. Okay.
So I was just looking for a quick test and an audio verification so I can make sure that it is still active.
Okay, so what do you need me to do?
I just need it flipped on for a quick 3 seconds and shut off just so I can verify.
Okay, sounds good. Mm-hmm. Hang on 1 second.
Thank you.
Hey, Chris, can you do me a favor? 1 sec. Just hold this up.
Okay.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, I can definitely hear it. The problem we're having now is it's not registering back here on the computer system. The marketing department uses that information in order to, you know, put out different ads and target different audiences. And so what we need to do is a quick reset of the lunk alarm.
Okay, well, so what does that mean for us?
What we're going to have you do is you're going to need to hold the lunk alarm. Do you have the push button or the light switch model?
I'm sorry, say that again? Do I have the what?
Well, the switch for the lunk alarm. Is it the push button or is it the light switch?
It's the light switch.
What I'm going to have to do, I'm going to remain on the phone, and either you or your assistant, I don't remember the young girl's name, I'm sorry, will need to hold that up while I monitor it from here. It'll start out at 0%, and once it reaches 100%, I will let you know, and you'll be able to shut it off.
I need to turn the lunk alarm on and leave it on until it registers 100%.
Right. I'm going to monitor the percentages from here, and I'll let you know along the way where we're at.
Okay. Hang on 1 second here.
No problem.
1 second here. Okay. So, Haley, I'm going to have you turn on the lunk alarm and leave it on until I tell you to stop. Okay. So, Mark, let me know when you're ready.
I'm sorry. The name is Michael, but that's okay.
Oh,
go
Michael,
ahead whenever you're
ready. Sorry. So let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready. Go ahead.
Okay, go ahead. Turn it on, Haley.
All right, we're at 5%. Approaching 11%. Sixteen percent.
Are you being serious?
I am being serious.
It's corporate.
What?
It's corporate. They want us to leave the lunk alarm on.
Why?
Because it's 25%. Not registering at corporate.
So I keep ringing it?
Yes. That's what.
Where's
that's what they're saying. They want us 30%. To register it.
Right now?
This sounds so ridiculous.
Dude, it's 2 o'clock in the morning.
45%.
All right, Mark, this is ridiculous.
I'm sorry?
Mike, this is ridiculous, so we have to do this right now.
Well, this is the slowest time of the day, sir.
No, it's not, actually, because it's not. It's 10 o'clock for us.
Okay, but rather than doing it at 5 or noon, it's a little easier to do it right now.
At 10 o'clock at night.
And you just stopped the alarm, the percentage just stopped and went back to zero.
Dwight, Telema has less impact.
Yeah, so we actually just turned it on because our members were actually complaining here. So
okay, well, and again, while I had you on the phone, I was also going to do a quick customer satisfaction survey with either a white card member or a black card member. And if they are a white card member, we can offer them 3 months free of the black card membership for doing a quick 5-minute survey. If they are a black card member, we can just extend their membership.
All right,
3 months.
Mike, we're not going to do that. Okay, we're going to do this. We're going to do this at night. Can you call us back at like 2 a.m. our time, so that way we can do it at that time?
Unfortunately, I will not be on at that time.
So, can somebody else call us back at 2 a.m. our time?
When I leave here in 20 minutes, the office will be closed.
Well,
if we're having issues, if you give me just a moment, I could transfer you to my supervisor.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Give me just a moment. I'm going to transfer you over to Mr. Cross.
This is Cross. Is that Dwight?
How you doing?
What do you got, Dwight?
Listen, I got a Planet Fitness location here. They had a lunk alarm failure.
Uh-huh.
We reached 45%. When they decided to go against the instructions, they shut it off, and now they're trying to dictate what time of the day I should be calling
in
and
what time
right
I now?
Should not.
Are they on the line right now?
Yeah, they're on hold.
Can they hear me?
No.
They can't hear us?
No.
Okay, so what's going on then? What's the
they
problem?
Have a lunk alarm failure. I got an email from the IT department, and they were following instructions. We got to reset process up to 45%.
Okay.
When then another employee started arguing, and they decided to stop the alarm and stop following instructions.
Well, they need to turn it. They need to keep it on so it resets, because if not, marketing doesn't get it. And the reason we do this at this time of night is because it has less impact. There's less people there at this time of night. This is the.
I understand. I tried to explain that to him.
Well, they're fucking assholes then. What's this fucker's name?
I don't even remember his name.
All right, well, I want to talk to the motherfucker then.
All right, I'll transfer him.
All right, go ahead. Hello, this is Cross. How can I help you?
Yeah, is this Mr. Cross?
Yes, it is. How can I help you?
Yeah, and what is your first name?
Eddie.
Eddie?
Yes.
And your last name is Cross?
C-R-O-S-S, yes.
C-R-O-S-S. And, and Eddie, just so we're clear, the motherfucker is on the line. Okay?
Excuse me, sir, please don't use that language. Who am I speaking with?
You were going to hear it.
You're someone, you work for which location, and you're using that kind of language at me?
No, I heard you on the other line, Eddie. I heard you on the other line. And I can guarantee you that.
Oh, my God.
I can guarantee you, Eddie, you will be. Somebody is going to be talking to you
about what you just said about us.
Look,
I'm sorry. No, okay. Look. All right,
Eddie,
I can tell you right now,
you will be hearing from me.
We can make this go away.
In some way.
We can make this go away, please.
I'm not going to make this go away in any way. I don't appreciate it, and I don't appreciate what you guys have done.
Sir, honestly, sir, you were supposed to be on hold, Eddie. You were supposed to be on hold. I will never say that to you, to your face or anything. It's just been a really hard day. It's Sunday. We had a software upgrade rollout that failed yesterday, and we've been working all weekend, and then we Yeah, we need. That's why the lunk alarms aren't working on new on some of the newer locations. I guess including
yours. Well, Eddie, I don't appreciate it. Well, I don't appreciate the language to me.
We need to close this fucking ticket, man. We need to get this shit fucking taken care of. I mean, I'm serious, man. This is supposed to be my second day off in a row that I've missed now. This is fucking bullshit.
Eddie, do you just want to keep digging yourself a hole here, man? Do you really want to
keep
digging yourself a hole?
Come on, just level with me, man. What do I got to do? I'm sorry, all right? What do you want me to do? What do you want
me to
do?
It's irrelevant, Eddie.
All right,
it's over. The damage is done, my man.
Whatever. When can we reschedule the fucking lunk alarm bullshit, then?
I mean, really? This is how you're treating? You know you're talking to the owner of the club, right?
I'm fucked now. You're going to call back and call and rat me out. So fuck it then.
I am.
I hate this fucking company. And they record all the fucking calls. They're going to fucking hear it. And they're a fucking piece of shit. I'm walking out after this fucking call anyway. So I don't fucking
care.
Go walk out,
Eddie, because you're going to hear
it from
me. You know you're talking
to me. Look. I'm getting my shit right now.
Okay.
I don't give a fuck, motherfucker. I'm going to get my bag ready and everything right now. I don't give a shit.
Eddie,
I'll talk to you later, man.
Settle down, man.
That's fucking bullshit, this fucking shit with you people. Yeah, and you fucking suck, too. Why don't you fucking just do the fucking test like fucking Dwight needs to fucking do? He's supposed to fucking do it right now, motherfucker.
Hopefully they're recording this line, because I would really like everybody to record this.
Look, trust me, I'm in IT. I know they record every single fucking call in the night.
I know,
the NICE system.
You're going to hear it, so...
Yeah, so fuck, I don't give a fuck. I'm already fucked up, so fuck it. Fuck you. Asshole, it's your fucking fault. Why don't you fucking do the test like you're fucking supposed to? We do it late at night because there ain't so many fucking people fucking
not,
there like they're doing
Eddie, it's not late at night. It's only 10 o'clock. It's 10 o'clock here.
Well, we're in the East Coast.
I have a ton of members in here.
We're in the East Coast,
right? Why don't you call me at 2 o'clock?
Fuck it.
Why don't you call me at 2 o'clock Pacific time?
All right, I'll call you back at 2. We'll get it taken care of.
No, you're not calling me at all. I don't want to talk to you.
Well,
I don't even want to hear from you.
Until I get
your supervisor on the phone, please don't call back my club or bother my employees.
Do you want the supervisor?
Don't even bother to pick up the phone.
Because
I'm going to be running this up. I'm going to be running this up to whoever I need to go to, because I don't appreciate who you are and what you represent about our company, and you have no business here.
Yeah, listen, okay, come on, look. I'll put you through to the supervisor, please. Please don't just fucking... Please, sir. I have children. Please.
No.
Please.
Sorry, Eddie.
Let me just get... Mr. Dwight?
How you doing? This is Dwight. How can I help?
Yeah, listen, I have a very upset person, and he said he's going to rat me out. You need to back me up.
Well, what's he upset about?
Because I said fucking and stuff like that. I got real pissed off at him.
Well, go in and after we're done with this call, delete the records.
I can delete the call out of the NICE recording system.
Yeah, we got to wait until we hang up. It's not going to register in the system until we hang up.
Then I just look up based on the time of the call.
Yeah, we just reference the telephone number.
And I can just delete it off. Okay.
Right.
Good. All right, then fuck it. All right, thanks.
Yep.
Hello, sir?
Yeah.
Thanks for holding. Yeah, my manager said he doesn't give a shit, so, you know?
Oh, God, that was great.
Holy fuck.
Yeah, Dashie kept saying we should
quit
fucking eavesdropping.
Yeah, Milkman, that was funny. Did you hear that, Milkman? Are you catching that? Or are you driving again?
Yeah, I don't believe it, man. It was absolutely fucking dreamful, man. Thank you, guys. That was a great call, man. I love it.
Right.
Milkman approves, man. That was beautiful.
Dude, he was on your side, Dwight, at first. And turned. The other guy convinced him. At first, he's like, dude, this is corporate, man. Are you kidding me right now? Why are you arguing with me? Kind of attitude.
He claimed to be the owner of the club. Why the fuck is the owner getting yelled at by like one of his employees?
And for a second, I thought it was a club member. That's always funny.
Pissing off the club members is always gold.
XYZ, did XYZ have the club member? One of the club members, he had one once, right? That's really funny. The guy wanted to kick his ass over the phone.
Oh, yeah, you hear him bitching at the front desk people, and he's like, look, talk to him.
He's just laughing. He just sounds like a punk kid that works there or something. Like, say that shit.
Oh. See, Neon's enjoying when I told you just to go ahead and delete the recording.
Just get rid of it.
I come out like, yeah, my marriage doesn't give a shit. Click. All right, here's the next one. Dwight, you ready to load?
Yeah, yep, sure am.
Harbin, do you do these kind of calls?
Oh, it was funny. He said he was the owner, too, so that really made it funny.
Yeah.
If you can, I mean, I'm not good at, like, convincing him, but you can pass it on to me.
All right, we can pass you.
This is Maya. How may I help you today?
How you doing, Maya? This is Henry calling from the Planet Fitness corporate headquarters in Newington, New Hampshire.
Oh, hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing just fine. Listen, the reason I'm calling is I got a telephone call from the IT department a couple hours back regarding communications with your lock alarm. Apparently, they are getting a failure to receive from them. Is your lock alarm working currently, do you know?
Let me go check it right now.
Thank you.
How's your night going?
It's not too bad.
It sounds like it's working to me.
Okay, well, I definitely hear it operating. What we're going to need to do, we're going to have to do a reset of the lunk alarm. What that involves is I'm going to have you turn the lunk alarm on and leave it on while I monitor it from back here. And what it's going to do is it's got a little sliding scale, and it'll go from 0 to 100. And I just need that to go to 100 before we shut it off.
Okay, so you just want me to turn it on and leave it?
Yeah, if you just go ahead and turn it on and come back to the phone, and I'll keep you informed of where we're at as far as the percentages.
Okay.
So just go ahead and do that whenever you're ready. All right, we're at 5%. Ten percent. We are now at 14%. -21%. Corporate 35%. 42%. 50%. 51%. 42%. Are you still there? Ma'am, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay. I have another call coming in. Just keep that going, okay?
Okay.
I'll be right back with you. Still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, yeah, we're at 56%. I'll be back. I gotta check back in on this call.
Okay.
Be right back. Hello, ma'am. Okay, we're at 61%.
Okay.
All right, we're getting there. We're a little over halfway.
Okay.
Is it a busy night there?
It's busy for us.
Mm-hmm. How many people would you estimate you have?
There's probably about 20 in the building right now.
About 20? All right, we're at 68%.
All right. I'm gonna go on a lunch break, and I'll be back in like 10 minutes. So just keep it going. We're at 90%. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, yes, we're at 92%.
I'm sorry?
We're at 92%.
Okay.
Whoa, 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 ma'am, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Did anyone go near the switch? Because we had a fluctuation and went back down to 83. Don't go near the switch. Leave the switch alone. Don't let anyone hover. It can infect it.
Is there any way that we can test this maybe another time? I think it's starting to disrupt the members.
Unfortunately, this is the best time to do it. I can't be calling at noon or 5 o'clock when we're at peak hours.
Okay.
All right. 85%. Percent. 89%. 90%.
I'm still here.
Okay. 93%. Okay, it's dropping again. Is somebody on a cellular telephone or something?
No.
Okay, it's acting like there's wavering. Like there's an electronic cell phone with the Wi-Fi connected, and it's affecting it.
I don't know. It could be a member. They use their phones in here sometimes.
Oh, have someone walk around and make sure they're not using the phones, because we're getting some wiggle in the wires.
Okay, give me one second.
Yeah, just go ahead.
Sorry about that.
Oh, no problem.
Sorry about that. Oh, yeah, it's not the fire alarm.
Yeah, I'm really sorry about this, but IT said we had to get this taken care of.
Oh, it's fine. It's a little loud. It scared me at first, but...
Is your night going pretty good?
Yeah. Good. Well, usually there's no one here at this late, but I don't know if there's a special Sunday or what, but there's like 10, 12, 15 people here maybe.
Oh, okay. Yeah, a little busier than normal.
Yeah.
We're at 75%, just to let you know.
Do what?
We're at 75%.
Oh, okay.
The reset, yeah. You might be able to put a little smile on their face if you just yell incoming. It might make them smile. Who knows?
That would be funny. But I know most of them because they come in. They're regulars, but...
Oh. We're at 80%. Eighty-three percent.
the IT said that it wasn't working?
Yeah, they lost communication with it. The marketing department is the one that alerted IT because they use the information how often the Lunk Alarm's used and for what duration for marketing and research purposes. I don't know what they do on their end with it, but they put us in charge of calling and getting them reset.
Oh. All right, I don't know anything about
what. Yeah, I have no idea. We're at 90%. We're at 92%.
Yay. So as soon as it gets 100, I can turn it off?
Yeah, I'll let you know when we hit 100.
Okay.
The last 10% always seems to take the longest.
Right. Besides when it's your lunch break or before you get
right.
Lunch.
Fast. 94.5. Oh, well, who deactivated it? We got a waiver here. What happened? Hello? Hello?
Oh, did they shut off? I don't know.
I think it fucking took a shit. Yeah.
And I'm thinking, too, these new places might have some pretty robust ones still, you know? I love burning the motherfuckers out, though, those little motherfuckers. Though. Yeah.
I went by one the other day. I was going into a store, and there was one next door, and I just looked at the side, and I just started chuckling to myself. Yeah.
Did it quit working?
Oh, yeah.
Let's call him back.
I was calling back. I lost communications.
He thinks so. I don't think it did. I think they just, like, fuck it.
I wonder how long that was.
That was pretty long. That was good.
I've had a 13-minute one before.
98.6%.
That's what I was going to go for next. We're getting pretty good on the YouTubes. I'm like 93 subs away from hitting that 1,000.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's good. Just a moment.
Yep, 95. We're at 905 subscribers.
Good deal. Here's the next one. No, this is the next one here. Trying another.
I might do this short so we can do the survey.
Wait, no, Dwight. We went to 94%. I think you left your finger off for just a second, buddy.
Yeah, the next one, I was like, I'm going to say 98.6.
Just a little.
I did that on a webcam prank. I said, you're tuned in to 98.6 The Mouth and started doing
yeah.
the weather.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, this is picking up the radio.
Well, that's the woman that freaked out. She called her husband, right?
No. They were in the kitchen. Yeah.
In the kitchen.
Chill Coffee Planet Fitness. This is CJ. How can I help you?
Hey, how you doing, CJ? This is Michael. I'm calling from the Planet Fitness corporate headquarters in Newington. How are you?
I'm doing all right. How about yourself?
Not too bad. Listen, I'm calling to do the weekly customer survey. I don't know if you've been called before or not on this shift, but what it is we're going to call and speak to one of the members. And if they are a white card member, we will give them 3 months free of the black card membership. Or if they are a black card member, we'll give them 3 months free on their current membership.
Oh, okay.
All they have to do is participate in a quick 5-minute survey.
All right, you want me to write that down or something, or?
Oh, no, if you just want to pick a member at random, and okay. I'll speak to them on the phone here, and we'll get a survey done, and we'll go ahead and let them get on their way, and we'll go ahead and log in the free membership.
Oh, well, there's no one here right now.
Oh, there's absolutely nobody?
Yeah, it's just the workers.
Just the workers? Okay.
Yeah.
And now, have you, to your knowledge, because they should have called in the last hour, have you done the Lunk Alarm reset for the month?
No, I have been told how to do that yet.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll go ahead and inform you because we need to do that, and I'll check you off on the list. What we need to do is I need you to turn on your Lunk Alarm. Do you have the light switch to turn it on or the push button?
light switch.
Light switch. I need you to turn that on, and I'm going to monitor it from here for the reset. We'll go from 0% to 100%. And once it reaches 100%, I'll have you switch it off, and the reset will be complete, and you'll be good for another month.
Okay.
So if you go ahead and do that for me and come back to the phone, I'll let you know where we're at as far as the percentages and when to shut it off.
I can take it with me. I got the cordless phone.
Oh, you got the cordless? Yeah, some locations have corded, some have cordless.
All right.
So go ahead and do that whenever you're ready. We're at 5%. Oh, why was it shut off?
I thought that's what you said.
No, I said we were at 5%. But in order to do the reset again, we have to reset the reset. So I need you to flip it on and off 5 times rapidly, and then we'll be ready for the resetting process again.
Okay, 5 times?
5 times, please.
All right, hang on just a second.
Sure.
What was that?
Okay. I don't know. Hello?
I'm going to hang up and try back just in case.
Alright.
I don't know what happened.
Yeah. I thought you said shut it off. Yeah, 5% sounds like 100, you dumbass.
Right. Oh, yeah. I think he's just trying to run away.
Probably.
To get out of it. He's like, wait a minute. Trying a different one.
Alright.
Thank you for calling Planet Fitness, home of the judgment-free zone. All calls may be monitored or recorded for quality and training purposes.
Alright, that one's not a good number.
Yeah, see, that was the Dallas had an 800 number, and you were able to call it, and it gave you like 3 different locations through one number. You just had to select which one it was.
Yeah, that's a bummer, you know?
And especially with that funny-ass, I don't give a fuck. I'm fucking out of this. Fuck this motherfucker. I was dying. I was like, I wonder how many times he's going to say fuck.
I got it in a lot. I got to get to bed. I got to get to sleep. It's going to crash.
Can I come?
No, but I think...
Oh, my God.
Oh, hey, Neon's here. I forgot Neon's here.
Oh, good night. I just wanted to talk so I get credit.
Yeah, that's right.
I get...
Now you'll get your link put in the YouTube and all that stuff.
That's right.
Sick. You still gotta show me that end slate stuff you're talking about for YouTube there, Carly.
Let me pull it up now so I can. Yeah, that's what she said. I'm gonna get it up on my screen now. So
gotta pull it up right now.
Yeah, bust it out.
Yeah, there you go. Alright, so Dwight Show Tuesday, I bet, right?
Yes, Tuesday.
No Halloween show because you're going to be doing a special Halloween project that day?
Yeah, I was going to do it live, but since it's the Milkman's birthday, I will step aside and let special shows be done that day.
I hope I end up in the hospital again so we don't do it.
That's messed up, man. Don't even say that.
He's going to fake it. He's going to go there. Oh, my butt hurts.
Oh, I got a cyst on my ass.
Aww.
All right. Enigma's show is going to be Thursday night. It's going to be taking over Science 2.
Yep, Thursday nights.
All right, good deal. Everyone tune in for that this week. Carbon, I got nothing. You're going to be on Matt's show maybe again.
Yeah, maybe.
All right, good.
I'll see what happens.
Neon, you're going to be on Wednesday, or are you going to be washing your hair or something?
This time, yeah, I got to wash the bulga out, so, yeah.
Okay. All right, well...
Hang on. YouTube.com/DwightTheJanitor. We only need 95 more subscribers to hit that 1,000. I'll have to figure out something special to do.
And suck your own dick.
Oh my god, Dwight, did you hit 976 subscribers?
No, 905.
Damn it. Let me know when you're at 976 for 976.
I think we got a problem. We're only getting 94.
Maybe I'll do a welcome video with my creepy mask that I got on in the Skype picture.
Hell yeah. That'd be awesome. Wait, no, I don't like that mask. That's scary.
Yeah, let us know when it hits 976 and I'll unsubscribe so it goes back to 975 temporarily.
You bastard.
And then I'll watch someone hit 976 again and then I'll resubscribe. And
hell yeah. Keep me relevant.
Yeah, for the shortest amount of time. All right, well, you guys are out of here on your asses. See you later.
See you later, man.
Milkman. You want to take us out of here, Milkman? You hoe?
Oh, yeah, baby. All right, man. How was that? Another fantastic installment right here in the madhouse, my brother, man. Thank you so much. I'd like to thank everybody over there at 98.6 The Mouth, everybody donated members, Parkman, everybody chipped in. Thank you so much. Special guest appearance tonight, and Stuart, Jenny. All right, thank you. And Miss Jenny also, thank you for letting me come on. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Also want to thank everybody else that stopped in on our guest tonight, and especially like to thank you. That's right, our list. That's right. We do this every week, Mother Actress. You can find right here on the internet, baby. That's right. We ask you to give us a time. We'll drop the dime. Bring your friend or parent. Bring your enemy. They're always welcome right here in the madhouse. We couldn't do it without our fearless leader, the Generalissimo. That's right. And my knee. Oh, thank you so much, buddy. Saving lives one call at a time, baby.
Yeah. Thank you, Milkman. Everyone, be sure to check out my YouTube channel, Madhouse Radio on YouTube, where you can subscribe to Prank Calls of the Week, weekly. I will take tonight's best prank calls, and it'll be just those together on an audio only. It'll be a YouTube video, of course, but there's not going to be anything but a still image. This is Madhouse Live. But you can just hear, instead of having to hear the whole episode, if you don't want, you can hear just the pranks. So subscribe and share and like and all that Facebook, Twittery stuff for that shit for me. Thank you.
Do it.
Yeah, do it, asshole.
Do it now.
Yeah. And Milkman, you got Facebook too. Everyone follow Milkman on Facebook, Twitter, and Milkman's new YouTube channel is coming out. I hear you're going to be showing how to gut a fish. Sounds very interesting.
Buddy, that's right. And eat it too.
There you go. He's going to fry it up and everything. Coconut flour.
Oh, yeah. I love you, man.
Coconut
Thank
flour.
You so much, bro.
See you later, everybody. Well, I'll be here next week. Hope, God willing. God willing that I don't get shot, killed, raped, and murdered.
Well, dude, they got to get through me first, buddy. So that's right, man. You better check me out, man. Ain't problems, dear mom.
Shoot Milkman first, didn't you?
Eddie, just so we're clear, the motherfucker is on the line.